B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Cause Radio to Judas. And I don't know, maybe it's just the weather. It stays. I love it. I love this weather. I'm in such a good mood just because of the weather. Feels great. And so I'll give you a little inside, right? Like, you know how it is. Mornings, I hate the morning. I've always been a night person. I don't like the morning. I hate waking up. I hate, it's up to me. The reason why I got into sports is because I wanted to wake up when I wanted to wake up. And as a sports writer, it was the greatest, man. I used to get up at noon, man, in a beautiful hotel suite. It was living. So, it's gorgeous, though. When you wake up and it's 70 degrees or 65 degrees, you know, I'm driving the kids to school, feeling great, like the window's down, feels like springtime. I come in here, and I'm all jolly jolly, and I'm met with the Grinch. So, we start today, and we got a lot on the agenda, including the fan council that I want to build from scratch with you guys. But I started it out. I was like, you know, I'm in a good mood because of the weather. Like, I love, like, next week, I'll be miserable next week with when it's going to get cold again, and then the Tunis will be happy. But the Tunis usually is, he and I have a similar outlook toward life, right? I'm not going to say we're simpletons, but we both kind of love life, and we both have an optimistic view toward life. And it's been weird because the Tunis, I think sports and the pandemic and 2020 has gotten to him. Because I greet him today, and I go, "Yo, what's up, man?" And he, first of all, he's not happy. "What's up, man? I got one of those. What's up, man?" And then we're talking about the Eagles. And yesterday, I was like, "All right, listen, bye week, clean slate. They're getting players back. I mean, there's no excuses now. Like, their players are their players. They're getting everybody back. The only person not coming back just yet is Ertz. But you got Goddard. They're going to get Miles back. Let's see. You're playing the Giants. You beat the Giants, you basically wrap up the division. The only way you could lose the division is if you lose to the Giants Sunday. Sure, that's it. With the way the whole thing's worked out, the only way the division is in peril, and if they do lose, it's probably not, but if they win, you basically have clinched it. That's kind of how I look at it. And now it's like, all right, let's play for the playoff game. And can you build to a point where you could play against it? You could beat a team. Like, this week was the week of any given Sunday. It happened again last night. The Jets, now the Patriots are a bad team, but the Jets, if they weren't just the Jets, they would have won last night. That they were up 10 points late in the fourth quarter. And somehow stupidity reigned because that's just the Jets and Adam Gase. But it shows you. They were, close to a 10-point underdog, if I'm correct. And they should have won the game. We saw Sunday night, the Tampa Bay and Brady at home getting trounced. We saw the Steelers almost get beat by the Cowboys. So we know that this is a league where it's not impossible that the Eagles can win a game, a playoff game. Who knows? And I brought that up yesterday. He told me, in no certain terms, they suck. Why do you think like that? Then this morning continued, because I was like, well, listen, offensive line healthy. You got Sam Alu's coming back. And he said, Once again, I'll tell you what I said yesterday. They suck. So then I give him the Sixers unis. I go, what do you think? You know? And he goes, oh, they're horrible. And I'm like, they're not horrible. The Boathouse Row, like, what, like, I don't know. I like Boathouse Row. I thought they were kind of cool. The bell on the waistband of the shorts. I like them. I know people wanted the AI, but that was kind of, I mean, I understand why you like it, but this is a playoff of that. It's black. What's wrong with Boathouse Row? I like Boathouse Row's cool. And he goes, they suck. I was like, all right. So I can't win there. I can't win. And then I attempted to bring up baseball. And I was like, I'm not even going there because that's going to be a wasteland. And the aforementioned Tunis is now officially a creep. A lovable creep. A guy that I adore. And he's my little brother. But he's morphing into a creep. So in addition to building the fan council today, I want to save Andrew's soul. Because Andrew is not the okay guy. He's not okay. The guy. He's a beautiful soul. And I want to save his soul today. Good morning there, Andrew.
What's up, man?
You're a mean one.
Sorry.
Mr.
Call
Grinch.
Me the Grinch, so I had to. It's almost the holiday season.
I mean,
I'm a heel.
As a cactus, you're
this is me.
As
you're a
mean,
cactus, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, what's the matter, dude? We got to save your soul.
I'm not in the best sports moods right now, man. I'll be honest, man. I am extremely disappointed. I am extremely disappointed. You know what?
That's right. It stinks.
It stinks right now. Everything stinks right now. I watch this Eagles team week in, week out, except for the bye week where I watch teams put up 40 points at will because their offenses can do that. I came into the season, and I was thinking about this before the show. How many shows before the season started, especially during the pandemic when we really didn't have much to talk about, so we had to find things to talk about. Other than doing the wonderful playbacks, we had to do a lot of lists and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, exactly.
So we did the Where's Doug Peterson among coaches in the NFL. We did Where's Carson Wentz among quarterbacks in the NFL. We did the Eagles offensive line. We did the Eagles defensive line. We did everything. We did so many lists. And every single time I came away with the same thing, that person, that group, that player is in the top 10 in the NFL. I had Doug Peterson as a top 10 head coach. We did the, would you sign him to a 10-year contract? We did that show.
Yeah, well,
I was all on board.
He's not really a top 10 coach, but that's all right.
Carson Wentz. I still think he can be a top 10 quarterback, but he's playing,
yeah, I hear
you know, numbers-wise, the worst quarterback in the NFL. He is, unfortunately, numbers-wise. I use my eyes and say, all right, he's doing a lot of things that aren't his fault. He's not getting coached up well. He's got 18 different offensive lines. There are all kinds of things, but statistically, he's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, which is problematic. We do all these lists, and I thought the Eagles still were going to be a 9-7 team. If you remember, I picked them to win the division or that third wild card spot because they had the extra wild card team.
Excuse me one second.
Go
in
ahead.
The middle of your rant of misery. ESPN just gave us some breaking news.
Oh, what do we got?
It's not good.
Oh.
Four Steelers have been placed on the COVID list, including Ben Roethlisberger.
And now I got to deal with this.
That's right. It stinks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not in the best mood right now. I hear reports yesterday they're voting. And I'm sure this news from the Steelers will pass the vote about changing the playoff format for this year alone. And the Eagles will be the eighth seed, even if they do win the NFC East, and will go to New Orleans. And instead of New Orleans coming east, right, I thought, oh, New Orleans coming up to the northeast, it's going to be cold outside, there's no way Drew Brees and his rag arm could beat the Eagles. Now it's a different story when you're going to the Dome, down New Orleans. So I'm in a bad mood. especially when it comes to this Eagles team. The Sixers jerseys, they're cool and all. I miss my Iverson jerseys, man. I miss those early 2000s, and they teased me. They teased me, putting out photos. I was like, oh, man, they're bringing them back.
Listen, when it comes to the unis, I like the blue and the red. Right? That's my thing. I don't like black. I don't think
I do.
It's a Sixer color. It's not a Sixer color. Red, white, and blue are Sixer colors. But, you know, people like the black. Same thing with the Eagles. I don't think the black's an Eagle color. Right?
Like, I love the black jerseys. Yeah.
I know you do. But that's not a part of the tradition. And I don't know why you like the black. It's not, there's nothing traditional about it.
I think it just looks cool.
Yeah, black is cool. Like, yeah. You know, but that's not our tradition. If everybody wears black, it's not cool. What made it cool was that you had teams like the Raiders. They were always a cool team because they were like the pirate. But we had our own identity in the green and the silver. Yeah. Like, the silver's cool. Sixers, red, white, and blue. Now, quite frankly, I never thought those black Iverson jerseys were cool.
I thought they were awesome. The white and the blue, too.
Right.
Because, I thought they were awesome.
Well, I liked the white better because it had didn't have a gold or like a strange, you know, which is fine. I mean, I thought they were better. I'm a red man.
Did you not like that era of the blue jersey? Because that's my favorite jersey of all time. I do have the Iverson blue.
Yeah, I like
blue.
The blue. I like the Iverson blues.
Those are cool.
I'll give you that. Listen, I understand, though, why you like it. It comes from your childhood.
Yes.
Anyway, a couple tweaks. I look at it. Now, the Ace man checks in and says, come on, Ant. Those uniforms are butt ugly.
I mean, I wouldn't go butt ugly.
No, I go.
Kind of a disappointment.
I go, I don't think so.
You know, like, I thought the TTP was cool. Yeah, I'll give him a nod for that.
The Ace man has no filter. So he just says it the way it is, blurts it out.
Is that who I spoke to the other day?
Yeah, you know the Ace man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, he has a long-standing relationship with the bro.
Yes, he does.
Because I brought the bro in from the other station. He knows the bro, intimately. Ace man is a legend in South Philly. And you've gotten to know him a little bit. And I think you're scared of him.
Yes.
Which is fine. He's a little like over the top with it. I don't know. Boathouse Row. Like, I look at it like that. I go, it's Boathouse Row. What's wrong with that?
So hold on. What are his thoughts on the Eagles? Because if I'm the Ace man, who I am terrified of, and I have similar thoughts on the Eagles, I'm in a bad spot, man. Because I'm down right now. I'm not in a good mood. You know, my man Alec Bohm finishes second. He gets robbed.
He
got robbed.
Come on.
That Devin Williams is a stud.
I mean, what are you?
He's a stud.
I mean, like, what are you serious? He got robbed?
Man, he got robbed. He should have been up there.
No, he shouldn't.
So that's our guy.
Listen, I like Bohm too, but he didn't get robbed. I heard Mark say that this morning. I go, dude, did you watch baseball?
Got robbed.
He didn't get robbed.
Screw Devin Williams' .33 ERA.
Man.
I would take him to second.
I know you would.
Look at the Phillies bullpen.
I know you would, and I know you're being facetious here, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about your psyche. I'm worried about 2020, and I'm worried about losing a pure soul. And I think it's up to us today. We need a lot of involvement today. I'm making a plea to everyone out there. I know it's tough. I know it's been a slog. This whole year needs to be flushed. Like, we're going to celebrate like no other on New Year's Eve because we're getting rid of 2020.
Too bad we can't hang out with anyone on New Year's Eve.
Well, it's true, but, you know, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I feel you, man. But here's the deal. I know it's tough. We got to fight through it and not lose the good people we have. Like, the Tunis is a good soul. I don't want to lose him. I need your guys' help in rescuing and saving the Tunis' soul. Because I'm afraid the Negadelphian is about to snatch him. All right? That Negadelphian that's about 66 years old right now is about to snatch Andrew.
Now, I will bring you back to my childhood. I grew up with the Negadelphian. My father, you know, he's King Negadelphian. At least he was. He's more in a better spot. He still rips everything. Carson Wentz stinks. Ben Simmons, yada, yada, yada. So I was a Negadelphian as a child. I was. Every single Phillies player sucked. Right? Oh, this guy's a bum. I learned the word bum before I could walk.
Yeah, but you weren't. You went against thy father.
Yes, in
you became, like, when I met you.
When I escaped, when I went to college, and I found the light. When it comes to the positive.
You've always been a light, Andrew. Like, Junis, that's why you and I get along famously.
Yes.
That's why the show is, you know, such a joy every day to do. Between you and the audience, I feel like a blessed man.
But in recent days, man, I'm getting pulled down.
You actually, you know, will help me out. Like, if I have an idea, you make it come to life. Like, you know, I treasure our show. Like, our audience, everybody's, like, in for the ride. But I can't have you being, I can't lose you.
Okay.
To the dark side. I can't do it.
I'm in a tough spot right now, man.
All right.
And you know what, how I really realized it?
Yeah.
It was last week when I tried.
You chopped my head off yesterday.
Well, I wanted to get up with you. I wanted to get up with you for that playoff, you know, can they win a playoff game? And then I just got smacked in the face by a 3-4-1 record. None of these top 10 lists that I thought were coming to fruition, they're all gone.
Listen, I got no delusions. All I'm looking for is maybe they win a playoff game. All right?
I would love to see it.
That's it. It's, again, I have no grand aspirations for this team. I want to see Wentz play get figured out. I want to see something that gives me hope for the future, too.
I'm with you.
Right now, I don't know. Future's iffy to me. It is.
Oh, 100%.
So I just want to look at it, and I want to feel good. And the Eagles have made me feel good in the past. And I know, like, I got the H-Man now going. See, you. He's like the genie in the bottle. When you let him out, you can't stop him. Now, he'll give you three wishes because he's quite the generous man. But once he's out, he's loose. And right away, he says, Eagles blow.
Oh, no.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Oh, no.
This is what I'm dealing with right now.
I am the ace man.
Well, no, you're not cool like the ace man. No, the ace man's cool. Now, here's the thing. We got to talk about this. We got two missions today. Save Andrew's soul. And I want to build this fan council. It happened, I don't know, when was it, Andrew? A couple weeks ago, came up just kind of organically. And
oh, it was last week. It was the election last Tuesday. We did the Philadelphia sports election.
Right.
And then we talked about the fan council.
Right.
So literally 1 week ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Tuesday the 3rd.
You're correct. It was a week ago today. And we brought the fan council. I brought this idea. I've always wanted to do this. Always wanted to do the fan council. And I want to build it from scratch. Like, what is it? We got to create an organization that's got to live digitally. It's got to live online. And the fan council, see, the more people that are in on the fan council, the more power the fan council has. All right? And then the guys like John Middleton have to pay attention to the fan council and everybody else in town. And we got to figure out strength by numbers. What does that look like now that we're tech people? You know, is it an app? Is it a website? What is the fan council? And it's got to go beyond just uniforms. Like, right away, people go, well, Kelly Green. Yeah, well, that could be a part of the agenda, but it's got to be a deep agenda So I need your help. I need the smart people. One thing I'm proud of is that our audience is a bright audience. So I need you guys to think about this stuff, and I need your input. A, we're saving Andrew's soul. B, we're building the fan council. C, we'll have some fun. D, if you want some yo's, tell us where you're listening, and we'll shout you out your place of business. That's what our that's what the yo means. Anyway, let us tell you about Dreyfus. That's right, a real Philadelphia company. Been around a long time. And I have a timely and specific message about Dreyfus. Right now, Dreyfus is hiring for installers and service techs. Dreyfus Fireplace is seeking skilled, reliable tradesmen to install and service prefab fireplaces in both the residential and commercial sites. Visit DreyfusFireplaces.com or simply call 215-924-3500. Was your position eliminated in the wake of the COVID crisis? Are you out of work, but you're ready to get back on the field with the right team? Dreyfus Fireplace is located in the great city of Philadelphia. It might be the perfect employer for you. Let's keep it simple. They have immediate positions available. They offer competitive pay. They aren't going anywhere. They've been around for 145 years. Visit DreyfusFireplaces.com. That's D-R-E-I-F-U-S-S, Fireplaces.com. The number, 215-924-3500. Dreyfus, bringing the heat with quality and service since 1876.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No, it does. It does.
Doom is pretty cool.
I love the Doom. Is it? The EAGLES is number one.
But
the Doom's pretty.
That's icon. That's like the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The EAGLES.
But the Doom should be in a conversation, not with EAGLES.
The Doom rules. I love the Doom.
Like, I love the Let's Go Flyers. Middle of a game.
Love the Sixers song.
Yeah. But the Sixers song is not really a chant.
Yeah. The Doop's cool.
Yeah,
man.
It is cool.
Doop rules. Congratulations again to the union. We talked about it yesterday. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Impressive. Couple yo's I want to get out there. Pat Murray listening in Vermont. Rosie, who's in sales and drives all day for work. You got the show on anywhere, let us know. We'll give you a yo. How about a yo to Joe? Joe White. How about this? He goes, he hit me up on a gram and he says, we will have to save Andrew's soul. Now, Joe White is awesome. He's a stand-up comedian, and he's got an Amazon Prime special. Isn't that awesome? It's called Joe White. Awesome. It's fine. And he's got a bit. We got to find this. This is awesome. I'm an Amazon Prime guy because I will definitely watch Joe White, It's Fine. He's got a bit about 97.5 and the Negadelphians calling and complaining about the word Birds winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. Love it. Love it.
It was too close.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We got to check that out. Joe White, It's Fine on Amazon Prime. My man Tito Green. Oh, that's a great name.
That is an awesome name.
Tito Green. That's a great name.
I'm not messing with Tito Green.
Says we need the Kelly Greens. He's Tito Green.
Kelly Green? The jerseys?
Yes.
We're still on that?
Yes. Yes.
That's so I think they're cool and all.
You got to admit, they are cool.
No, they're cool.
What if you did, what if you married the Kelly Green and then the black?
Does that work?
So you get the best of both worlds. No, as separate entities.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. That look weird.
You get my point.
Or the Jets?
You're not gonna, right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have separate entities.
I'd be in on that.
I'm just trying to appease you. Trying to make you.
I would take that.
Trying to make you smile.
Listen, I like the black jerseys when it's the national, the nighttime games. I think that's cool. I mean, I don't need the black jersey on a 1 o'clock kickoff. Can't waste the black jersey.
Yeah, listen, if you want to do Kelly Green, the black jersey as a blackout on primetime games, go ahead.
Kelly Green gets the 4 o'clock national TV games.
It should be Kelly Green and silver.
Yes.
Silver is awesome. All right.
And then you go just normal midnight green for the 1 o'clock games or the white jerseys.
Yes.
All right.
No. Yeah. All right. Whatever you want. Gabriel says the chewiness is becoming Robert De Niro from Silver Linings Playbook.
No, am I?
Yes.
I still haven't seen it. So I'm not going to act like I.
You haven't seen it?
No, I know that they mentioned Eagles games. That wasn't enough for me to be like, oh, I got to watch this movie.
You should watch it. It's actually
Is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's a fine movie.
All right. Yeah. I know like a lot of people watched it because, you know, they were Eagles fans.
No, it's not. It's about mental health.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I never watched. Listen, you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I get it. It was funny. I watched a movie over the weekend. And I kind of wanted to talk about it because I liked it, but it was so like mawkish, like so saccharine.
Really?
Yeah, but it's lost on you. I can't even talk about it.
What was it?
It's called Life Itself.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't even want to go through the whole story. The guys, it starts off with a lot of promise. Because you hear Samuel L. Jackson narrate this guy's life.
So you're feeling good, yeah.
No, but until you find out that he lost his wife because she got hit by a bus in New York City. Pregnant wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's and then the baby survives, and it's kind of story.
The story of the...
But just, it goes back in time, and, you know, it's an interesting... It's an interesting story, but, like, they just went over the top.
Didn't boost your mood at all?
No. It's not meant to, but they just went over... Like, I liked it. I like stories that have these intertwining moments of different characters and how they come together, but it was a little like mawkish.
Yeah, I mean that plot kind of just made me even in a darker spot. Now I'm already in a bad spot.
Okay, well
I need to watch like Happy Gilmore when I get home or something. Maybe
We need some Adam Sandler in our lives.
Yes,
yes. No, listen, you do. You know, Adam Sandler can fix that. You know that mood you're in.
Oh yeah.
He can fix
a lot of those movies.
All right, let's start. We gotta save your soul, and then I went in on the. I'm curious what you guys think about the fan council. So Danny says, "Oh no, he's talking about you." He goes, "You have to bring back ghosts from season past for the Chunis, like they did with Scrooge." That's actually a good idea. That's actually a really good idea. But I need some help with this notion of the fan council. Because I truly believe, like, if you got all Philadelphia sports. How many Philadelphia sports fans do you think there are?
A lot.
Spanning the globe.
Over a million?
Yeah, easy. Right?
Yeah.
Right? If there's 4 million people across the Delaware Valley, let's say a quarter of them are, you know, or let's say 40% are sports fans, 30%? Is that being?
Yeah, it sounds about right. I'll give you that.
You know. So, you know, you're then if you add in all the expats, I mean, you got to be looking at 1.5 million.
Yeah,
no?
I would think so.
2 million?
Sounds like a good number.
If you got that many people involved on some sort of platform, I mean, how are we? That's power.
Oh, yeah. Over 1 million people? Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, John Middleton has to listen to us. This is not the rantings of the insane sports fan. Like, this would have to be done in a democratic way where we have issues, we have elected officials, and we have issues.
Are you behind a podium?
Yeah, well, you know, if you want me, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, again, since it's my brainchild, I'd like to at least be a part of it.
Of course.
I got no problem if you want to have, like, I could be just the CEO of the business. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. And you need your senior counsel advisors.
Yeah, we have to have counsel. Yes.
Yes.
You know, you need to create a Senate. No, but really, all kidding aside, if you created an entity and gave it life on a digital platform, you don't think John Middleton would have to listen to that?
He listens to the Twitter polls.
No, I'm using John Middleton just as an example.
Yeah, because they're most disappointment.
Well, right. Like, if you get an audience with John and you go, listen, the fan council wants an audience. And say the teams, and it would be in their interest to meet with us daily. I mean, monthly. Right? If you had a monthly meeting with the teams, and you go, all right, this is our agenda, and, you know, what's the deal with Klentak and Ned Rice and McPhail, and here's our problems. This is what we have against it. This is why we want to act. Just because we say we want change, it doesn't mean they're going to act on it, but right. We at least wanted some answers. And you got to meet with us once a month. We'll go over a lot of issues. Now, again, you have, when we get back to going to games, you have stadium issues, overall fan issues, you know, all kinds of stuff. And there's going to be some we want in on. We know we're not going to have a say, but we want a voice. Even if they're just placating us, we get a voice. And if we go in there on personnel and we say, listen, this is why we want so-and-so.
This outfielder better be projected for 30 home runs.
Howie, here's a guy we like. All right? We know you're going to have your draft board. We also know that the draft board has had a problem before. We know that your medicals have been off before. DK Metcalf, DK Metcalf, DK Metcalf. So here's a couple guys that we like. We come up with the fan consensus that's well thought out, and we make a presentation. I'm not saying we're going to call the 610-632-0975 and go, I want DK Metcalf. We got to come up with a presentation.
Yes.
And make it a more business-like approach to fandom.
And then they go, nah, we're smarter than you.
Well, again,
because that's how they act.
Okay, but now all of a sudden, you're in on the table. You're in on the discussion. You have an audience once a month with Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson. And I'm not saying that they're going to change anything. However, there might be, at least it's in the back of your mind, at least we're getting heard.
And maybe the more and more you end up being right.
Well, again, what do you think?
I'm in.
You like the concept?
Yeah, I like the concept.
You think the concept can work?
No, because I feel like they're still do the whole, you know, we're the smartest men in the room here, so we're not even going to listen to you here. Just take some tickets and be happy. That's what they'll end up doing.
Okay. Well,
I get. Listen, I'm with you.
We're going. This is not just pat us on the head. We expect an audience, a meeting, once a month.
All right.
With the key figures.
You got my vote.
All right. Let's look to our people. Let's go to Danny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Danny.
Guys, tune in. What up?
What's cracking, Danny?
This topic today. Well, first of all, sign me up for the fan council. You know, maybe I can sneak a lieutenantship or a sergeant or something like that.
It's
an interesting concept. I'll give you that. It's a very interesting concept. But the topic today.
Do you really think, real quick, before you get to Tunis, do you really think we could, if we got a digital platform, like a real, and we had that kind of people, like a million people?
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of sway, no?
Yes, so you talk about like a Facebook page or Facebook, Twitter.
It's got to go beyond just a Facebook page. It's got to be. I don't know if we. I just got in the app business with the Cuzzo app. Maybe we build our own app. Maybe we build. I don't know a website and create the website interactive. You know.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you got a million people putting their names to it, like, you can't really ignore it, you know, I guess, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
The concept, I think, is there. Like Tuna said, they might try to buy you off, give you some tickets. Like, yeah, here, shut up.
No. There's no buying us off. This is what we're an entity.
Right.
We're a nonprofit, right? I mean, let's face it. We're a nonprofit. We're here for the betterment of society, of our own region.
Yeah, like social organization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Cool.
I'm interested. But with
you,
listen, my dad is he's really old. He's 74. But like a lot of Philadelphia sports fans in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, they got that Negadelphia cynicism kind of thing going.
Yes.
And that's a slippery slide, because once you start down with that, then next thing you know, you're complaining about the young kids. Everything's a ripoff.
Yes.
You know, your food don't taste as good. It's not a place you want to be. I know a lot of people, my dad's friends and my dad's age, and they're like that, people aren't as tough as they used to be back in the day.
That's right. Pretty soon, Andrew's going to go down that road.
Right. So I'm
going to look at these kids.
I got some tips of advice for Mr. Tunis. First, unless, you know, barring like some kind of like extraterrestrial, interdimensional, space alien invasion of the planet, the Eagles are going to the playoffs and they're getting a home game. All right. You can take that to the bank. I mean,
take that to the bank, Judas.
You can take it to the bank. And to put the icing on the cake, it's looking like they're going to get a home game with either Nick Foles or Tom Brady, right? That's the way it's kind of shaping up in my eyes right now.
I love it. They can beat either one of them.
Right. Now, I mean, obviously, the
be great
the
to beat Brady. Brady be the freak coming here.
Right. And even Brady Wentz is going to be fired. So until they lose that home playoff game in the first round, you got to hang
on. I love it. I love your message. Danny, you're a part of the council. You're a part of progress. I love you. All right, Danny. See, that's great advice.
Tell us Focos through, and then the Eagles travel to New Orleans.
Okay, whatever, dude. Stop being a mook.
I appreciate the optimism. He's right. If this vote doesn't go through or whatever, they got a home game in round one.
How great would be, like, again, number one would be Foles coming in.
Yes, by far.
I wouldn't mind Brady coming in.
No, I wouldn't mind that either.
Cold.
And Wentz beats him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all Foles beat Brady.
Like a frigid day. Brady's nose is running like Favre's. Remember that day Favre came in here and it was the 4th of 26 game?
Yeah.
and his nose was runny from the cold.
Yes.
Yeah, your nose runs in the cold.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it wasn't just Favre. Brett, why is your nose running?
Because I can.
I love it. I love it. C D Dan. C D Dan.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, C D Dan?
Not much. Keep me entertained today. Yo, I wanted to give you a few things on the app. Do you want me to email you, or can I just mention them real quick? Or
the Cuzzo app? Yeah, mention
them. Well, one of the things I've noticed is that sometimes the questions repeat themselves. So that
we're trying to work on that. Yeah, I know we have a hometown one, and the first question is always Shane Victorino's hometown of Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, I got that. Yo, but what about, could you do something? Because I know you have the head-to-head. Could you do, like, teams and then...
Yeah, so head-to-head. So head-to-head. Hold on. Head-to-head and team play are in the works. There's going to be an update in a few weeks with those games.
Okay, well, I did the head-to-head yesterday, and it worked well.
No.
I won.
No, we're going to have a thing where you could challenge a friend.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So say you want to challenge Jonas.
You could play for money. That would be awesome. You know, four guys put in $5 each.
Yeah, we'll have
games.
And
the winner takes the pot.
Yeah, we're going to have, we'll actually have the big game the day after Thanksgiving is going to be the communal game. And the winner or winners either get $1,000 or whack up $1,000.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'll be on that.
That's the day after Thanksgiving.
So going on to the dark side with Andrew's problem here. I don't know if I'm the best guy to give him advice because I consider myself more of somebody who's that side of things, but I can give him a perspective of why he doesn't want to be over here. I think it's more of a self-defense mechanism than anything, dude. It's based off of worrying, you know, worrying that your team's not good enough or this won't pan out. And it's easy to say for anybody, you know, that it won't work because when it doesn't work, you can just fall back on that. But it's a place where you're a miserable. I mean, I know what I am. We talk all the time. You know how I am. And it's just something, does Andrew want to be that? Does he want to go down this road? Because I'll tell you what, dude, you start to become cynical. It's not a fun thing.
No, so listen, really gotta... listen. You got, listen to C.D. Dan.
You're a mean one.
You know, he's worried about, Grinch. Every day he wakes up thinking of climate change.
Absolutely. What is it, 75 in November right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's a freakish.
I know you can't take daily weather and compare. I get it, but it's just, you know, I view myself
the coldest
as an overwearer.
Summer in a long time.
Yeah, but like I was thinking, not last year's Phillies team, 2 years ago when Andrew was doing the baseball show,
yeah.
He was one of the only people spewing out the optimism, and it kept me interested when they went on that little stretch.
I know.
Now, unfortunately, it didn't turn out well, but it kept me coming back, because if everyone's
sure
like me,
right?
Pay
exactly.
You need people. To
yes.
Keep
thank you. Need the light taken from a guy who lives in the dark. C.D. Dan. That's C.D. Right. Dan. You're the man, buddy. Take it easy. By the way, the Cuzzo game I was just talking about, and download the Cuzzo app. It's in the App Store, Android, and Apple, of course, iTunes. So, and by the way, if you're an Android customer. And you already downloaded, you're having issues, kill the app and download the fresh update because they just did an update. That's going to be Thanksgiving night. We're going to do this on, there's going to be a $1,000 prize. And if there's multiple winners, they'll whack it up or whatever it is. But that's going to be Thanksgiving night. So we're real excited about that. The Tunis and I coming up the questions for that game. Tunis is the question maven. You're the man, brother.
Lord of the questions.
You're Lord of the questions, dude. And we're soon going to be adding Philly-centric questions to the Cuzzo app. So we're excited for that. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I don't know. It's just the vitamin D that's coming out of this 75-degree day. Makes you feel good. See, the vitamins are key to your mood. Maybe, Tunis, you got to go to Exceva because you were hungover yesterday. And the beauty of Exceva vitamin infusion therapies is that it does a great job for the hangover. If you're not feeling well, if you're feeling sluggish, It's the greatest. I'm telling you. Look, we go 100 miles an hour, stressed out, exhausted, run down. We are working overtime not to get sick. So I found this positive way to recharge and refuel. Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. What a game changer for me. It's flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydration you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, elevate your energy level, replenish your reserves, and not be a creepo like the Judas. I actually come in and smile. Hey, it's beautiful. Listen, we'll get through this, and Xceva will help. Check it out. You relax in the massage chair. You're getting... Again, you're getting vitamins, nutrients, and hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xceva's modern infusion suites, so it's all safe. To learn more about Xceva's vitamin therapies, visit Xceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Couple of yo's for you. If you want to shout out someone, place of business, whoever listened to the show, give a yo. Here's our yo to Aeroset Aircraft Floats in North Idaho. How about that? My man, right. Skit the Fresh, is out there in Idaho. Been living in Sandpoint, Idaho for 25 years. He's all Philly all the time. Go Birds, he nice. Says. That's pretty cool, man. That's
awesome. We also got one for Michael, who's working from home in Lafayette Hill. He's doing data analytics, but he adds the tweet with, or ends the tweet with also, hashtag, Save the Tunis.
Save the Tunis. My man, Michael. Here's a yo, brother. Save the Tunis. Tasty Cake Dom checks in on the Save the Tunis bandwagon. And he says, we got to cheer our boy up, man. He's been a Scrooge for a week now. He was even a Scrooge on Saturday. Is that true? You're doing your Saturday show? You were Scroogey?
Was I Scroogey?
You were Scroogey.
I don't think so.
Wow, he said you were Scrooge.
I mean, I was still down on the Eagles.
So you're ripping everybody. Were you ripping people Saturday?
I was ripping the Phillies for sure.
Okay.
Eagles, I mean, you know how I feel about this team right now. So I guess.
All right. You are Dr. Scrooge.
I'm in a tough spot right now.
Listen, here's the deal. You looking forward to the Sixers? Yeah.
Of course.
Like Al Morey, he's going to do something. Season's going to start 22nd. The uniforms, just the alternate uniforms. Are they that bad? They're not Boathouse Row. That's cool.
I'll say this.
I'll buy them for Christmas.
I just watched, they just released Orlando, the Magic's new uniforms.
Yes.
The Sixers uniform is far superior to what Orlando just put out there.
Really?
So, you know, there you go. I like the old Magic jerseys. Like when Shaq and Penny were there?
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, well, it's a good same thing because it is interesting, man. And
the jerseys of our childhood.
This is something that's real.
I love those Raptors jerseys, the purple with the Raptor on it. They brought them back recently. I thought they were awesome.
And maybe we should either take the time. We got so much going on today. But man, oh man, dude. The childhood thing is real.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I got a note yesterday from, what did my man say? He was talking, Ray Savage. He goes, I heard you talking about that feeling of the Steeler cowgirl game. I felt the exact same way. As soon as I put the game on, it felt good. The colors, the game, it kind of felt like Thanksgiving or family.
Wow.
He said, you said it today, and I was like, holy bleep, I feel the same way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did. I put it on. I went, wow, I feel good. It's amazing what it does to you, but it's so very real. And because we're sports people, anything that brings us back, and I think that's why you're disappointed in Sixer jersey. But they just couldn't come back with the same jersey, no?
I don't know. But
you wanted the same jersey?
So it's crazy, the timing, because I just saw a tweet from Sports Nation. That was a show that used to be on ESPN. I don't know if they still do it, to be honest. 21 years ago today, the first ever cover of NBA 2K was released.
Wow.
And it was Allen Iverson wearing that jersey.
Wow.
It was NBA 2K with Iverson on the front, yeah, driving to the hoop, yeah, wearing the Sixer jersey that, yeah, was my childhood that I love.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, this would have been the perfect day to do it.
Yeah.
This would have been the perfect day to bring back those jerseys.
Wow.
And maybe...
But you want the exact same?
Yeah. As an alternate? Yeah, of course.
What if it's just the Boathouse Row and the ball?
No. Because you got to have Sixers on there.
Why?
I like this, you know, it's a cool name, the Sixers. You got to have the Sixers on there.
All right. I'm just trying to throw out... I'm trying to come up with a...
I think part of it is, too, recent years, they've been bringing back the old jerseys, yeah, right? The red one, they brought back the Philly jerseys. So I thought, right, oh, man, next in line is the Sixers, 0-1.
Yeah, well, we'll have Chris Heck on soon, and who's the president of the Sixers. Chris, a friend of the show. We love Chris on, and you can make your plea, okay? All right.
Sounds good.
But, again, we gotta get you pumped up. Flyers are going to start soon. Any word on schedule yet?
I saw a report on Friday of last week that they're thinking January.
I would think, right?
They haven't had a date yet, but they're thinking January. That'd be kind of cool. New Year's puck drop. New Year's Day puck drop. That'd be nice.
That'd be awesome.
Half the players hungover.
Always goes back to being hungover. Let's get back to the phone lines. Annabelle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Annabelle.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about, I do have a yo, but first I wanted to say something about the Eagles, if that's okay.
Sure.
My mom is like a Phillies fan. Phillies, Eagles, she has like a Jaworski t-shirt. And so many of the players' shirts, and she's been to a lot of games. And I'm actually from Florida. And been living here for about a year, and I've gotten hooked on everything Eagles, everything Philadelphia. And so I support Carson Wentz. When I heard the other day that I don't know if it was ESPN, someone had said that he was the worst quarterback or something like that, I immediately got online and ordered me another Wentz t-shirt.
Good for you, Annabelle.
So I got another one coming, another number 11. And I've been taking a few pictures with people I meet on the street. If they have an 11, I take a picture with them and I put my 11 on.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I have to. Another thing, I wanted to say too, you did a movie. This movie I heard about, you talked about it. I talked to a cousin of mine. And it's about women's basketball.
Yes.
And I loved it.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
I loved it the other night. It was beautiful.
The Mighty Max.
Yes, that was a beautiful movie. Oh my God. I saw it the other night, and I'm going to watch it tonight. It was awesome.
I'm so happy. So a friend of mine, Tim Chambers, his name, it was his brainchild, director, writer, producer. I mean, he worked so hard. And it was amazing, too. It's a shame we got caught in a bad time with the economy, and it was such a great – Pat Croce, of course, was the executive producer, and – it should have been even a bigger release because it was really well done. Timmy did a good job. Carla Cugino, who is the lead, who plays Kathy Rush, she was fantastic, Annabelle. She was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. I actually loved it. So I'm telling you, though, that I have to support. My mom was like this. My mom passed away in April.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Well, that's what brought me here. I was hoping to take her back to Florida, but she just didn't get well enough to go back. But it's okay. Was she born and raised in Philly?
My mom's
from Dominican Republic, but she's lived in Philly for many years. Many years.
And you wound up in Florida?
I'm from Florida, yeah, but okay. I'm here now.
Good. What was mom's name?
My mom's name is Jeannie.
Jeannie, she sounds like such a sweetheart.
Oh, she is.
God bless her.
Yeah, she is sweet and lots of fun. Yeah, she was a nurse for a long time here in Philadelphia. So anyway, I want to go ahead and do the yo, okay?
Yes, please.
I wanted to say that I do love your show. I really, really do.
Thanks, Annabelle.
You're upfront. You're honest. You're compassionate, and that's needed so much, especially now during the pandemic. I think the pandemic has actually shown us your heart. Because I know it's all about the sports. I grew up listening to sports because my mom, that was her thing. But we see more of you now through the pandemic. We learn a lot more about you, and we see that, you know,
it's not all sports.
It's about compassion and love and caring about people. So I do really, really. I love Devon too, though.
That's great. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah. So anyway, this yo is for Pep Bowl. It's at 1200 South Broad Street in South Philly. And the manager there, his name is Sean, and they are, and the other guy, I'm sorry, I forgot he's the owner, but they are great people. They make you feel like family when you go there. They've been going through a lot, you know?
Sure.
So this place, it's cozy. He said this is our little hideaway. They used to do a lot of big business, but it's gotten really, really slow. And I'm just hoping people start to go back. They, not only do you have a good time there when you go bowling, but they are involved in the community. What they do when you bowl, your money, part of your money goes to training challenged people, mentally challenged people in the community, job training, and they also get them employment. So I think that's wonderful.
That's a beautiful message.
It is.
That's a great yo, Annabelle.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Annabelle.
Me too. Thank you.
Take it easy. Jeannie, she sounded all outrageous, right? Jeannie, that's a great name, Jeannie.
That is a great name.
You know, like, there are sweethearts if you're a Jeannie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, look at Jeannie. Like, you know, she's just a sweetheart kind of person. That's nice.
Aunt?
Yes, you got a problem?
Yeah.
I can tell right away. I can hear it in your voice. I saw that look. It's widespread, this COVID stuff, this NFL.
No. You love Brett Favre, right?
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, I guess.
You love Carson Wentz, right?
Yeah.
Favre weighed in on the Wentz fold.
Oh, no! No, he didn't!
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to. But, you know, they won a Super Bowl with Foles, and that was a little bit surprising. God. They're obviously banking on his upside. How many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait?
Oh, my God, he's got balls. Are you kidding me?
Because I can.
No, he's dead to me, Favre. Dead.
How's everyone doing?
He's dead to me, Brett Favre.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Are you kidding? Why didn't you prepare me for this?
I just heard it.
You just can't throw this at me. I was in a good mood talking to Annabelle, and now you throw this at me?
I'm in an awful mood, and that just makes things worse.
This Brett Favre is a creep. He's a creep.
He's a creep.
First of all...
Get your jeans and get out.
First of all, he's... Yes. Burn some... Copper fit. Real. Color jeans. Shut up.
Take your copper fit. Yeah. All that stuff. Get out.
Yeah, you pervert.
Yes, damn it.
Sticky Johnson picture guy. Get him out. How in the world? First of all, he's a dope. All right? First of all, he's a stone cold moron. How in the world did you expect him to keep Nick Foles over Carson Wentz? And by the way, God bless Nick, but Nick is what he is. You see him every week. All right? How in the world... Could you fix yourself? He just said this today. Yesterday?
No, just now. on First Take. He's on with the Stephen A. guys and Kellerman.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And it's not like he's not trying to get a job here, you know?
He's an idiot. He just said that today.
Yeah, just.
And now he's saying how long you cut bait? You're the one.
Let him linger before you stick with him or you cut bait.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
How torn are you? How torn are you?
I'm not torn at all.
No?
No, he's dead to me. What do you mean torn?
I don't know. You love some farm.
I don't like him anymore. First of all, how in the world could you possibly talk about cutting bait? He was the king of bad interceptions. Are you kidding? And the kid idolized you. There's something deeper here. He knows that he idolizes him. And by the way, let me ask you this. If Favre is saying this, what's he telling Doug? Because those two are buddies.
Yeah, remember when Brett Favre spoke to the team prior to the Super Bowl in 2017? And I'm telling you, Doug still thinks that he could do things.
Oh, my God. This is actually clarity. Oh, my God. There is an orchestrated... This thing is orchestrated. This isn't a conspiracy theory, Tunis. Play it again.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to. They won a Super Bowl with Foles, and that was a little bit surprising. But they're obviously banking on his upside. How many more years do you let it linger before you... You stick with him or you cut bait.
How many more years you let it linger? But were you just cut? Like, are you an idiot? They already paid him. What are you talking about? You got to fix him. You just can't throw him away. And of all people to criticize Wentz, Favre? Are you kidding me? How can he criticize him? Andrew, that's outrageous. He was guilty of the same stuff.
Yeah.
He was reckless. He threw interceptions. He turned the ball over. And by the way, the kid idolizes you. He's part of the reason why he's making it. He wants to be Favre. Oh, this is soul crushing. How could you come out against this kid? It's anti-11. I won't have it. Karate Mark. Karate, you're a man of great justice. How could Brett Favre do that?
You got that drop, that kiss my ass drop, because you can put that one with Brett Favre anytime going forward.
Yeah, bleep Brett Favre. Stinks.
Anthony,
most overrated quarterback in the history of the planet.
You got me dying over here, bro. That flip of the switch. I've been listening to you forever, bro. You've been a Brett Favre fan forever. That switch, done. Dead to me.
Dead. I'm no longer a fan. Guess what? Dead. I hate him.
Well, I'm not here to make Andrew's day any better either, so I apologize in advance. Yesterday, you were talking about the last time the Phillies won the World Series, and you were talking nostalgia, and you were just bringing back memories, and you brought back a good representation of my life. So I'm going to turn 40 in 2021. I was 27 years old the last time the Phillies won the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
I just celebrated.
Oh, dude, I can dig it, man. I'm feeling you, brother.
My 14th wedding anniversary a few months ago.
Wow. I remember when you got married.
At that World Series, we were married for 2 years at the time.
Yeah.
Anthony, I've been listening to you, calling you since like 2000.
Well, that's when we got on the air. Yeah.
We've experienced two championships together.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's not. That's why we need to do the fan council.
And all the nostalgia, it as sickening as it could be to be a Philadelphia sports fan, it is what makes us. We're strong because we strive through pain. And in our relationship together over the last 20 years, we got to cheers glasses twice, and that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Move on to the Sixers jersey and give a go.
Yes!
The Sixers jersey, I think, is tough. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm always a fan of a black jersey.
How about that, Tunis?
I like the black on black. And I always think there's a big difference between a fashionable jersey and an on-court jersey. As far as fashion, I dig it. The last couple years have been 10 times better, A++++ as far as fashion. But this black on black on the court, and you see the court that they're going to play on, that's tough, man. I like it a lot.
How about that, Andrew? Cheer up, man. Karate Mark likes it. He's a big-time Sixer man.
Yes, he is. You know, it's cool.
Yo, can I give a yo? This is a special yo.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Goes to my amazing wife, Alicia. And not only does she run our business, but a few years ago, she had some hair loss, some pretty bad hair loss. And she tried every product on the market, and she came across a product that she's now a market manager in. And not only does she run our business 20 hours a day, she's doing a side business as well that sells organic-based hair and skin products, especially for women that are looking to change their life because of health issues, anything. And these products just absolutely change her life so much that she decided to buy into the company. So if anybody out there...
Oh, that's fantastic.
You can hit me up. You can hit my wife up. We're very easy to find on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. But yo to my wife, Alicia. She just runs. She's a boss, bro.
Good job, brother. Good job. That's a good yo. KM, man. Love you, buddy. Take it easy, man. I can't believe it's Brett Favre. Does he have a Twitter handle? Is he active?
That's a good question. He is. He is active.
Let's destroy him. Coming up, I need a campaign. Let's attack Favre. That's part of our fan council. First one, we attack Favre. 610-632-0975. I think we got one open line. You want to try to grab it? Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Tunis. Hiring, we already know it's challenging, especially right now when you have so much on your plate. It just makes things even harder. Luckily, there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. You can check them out at ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. ZipRecruiter is amazing. They do all of the work for you. And listen, you got enough on your plate as it is, trying to keep up with all the stuff going on with COVID. So let ZipRecruiter help you out. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus in on the right ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. It's not a whole month. It's not a week. It's one day. Right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. That's ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. So we always talk to our friend Jeff McClain during this time, and we will. I look forward to it. I love talking to Jeff. But I do want you guys to figure out a way of how we wage war on Brett Favre. F. Favre is the campaign. And in case you missed it, this is Brett Favre today on First Take. Let's play this so Jeff can hear it as well. Take a listen to Brett Favre today on ESPN.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to. But, you know, they won a Super Bowl with Foles, and that was a little bit surprising. But they're obviously banking on his upside. You know, how many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait?
All right, there you have it. The balls on Brett Favre to criticize Wentz for playing exactly like himself. It's unbelievable. All right, I will continue on my rant in a little bit. But joining us, he covers the Eagles for the Inquirer. Inquirer.com does such a great job. Jeff McClain. Good morning, Jeff.
Anthony, there goes your Brett Favre love, right?
I'm out. I've renounced any love I have for Favre. He's dead to me. How in the world can you fix yourself to criticize Brett Wentz for playing like him?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly Wentz never played as well as Favre did at his peak, but...
Yeah, but you don't get the point, right?
I wonder, yeah. I mean, did he say this 3 years ago?
And is he calling?
I don't recall him saying it three years ago. I mean, he's got a Twitter account. He could go on Twitter. I don't know. I mean, seems a little bit like hindsight. But
and by the way, like first of all, it's inane. And hey, listen, God bless Foles. But you're watching what he's doing in Chicago. I mean, are you serious? Right?
Like, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. Look, you know, Foles had a unbelievable run there late in 2017. I think most people would say that he was probably benefactory more of the way that offense was humming than of anything that he had done.
Of course. I mean, it's an obvious thing. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'll continue to bash attack Favre.
But I mean, like the reason why I don't completely dismiss the idea is that there were like guys in the locker room that felt it, you know, like it's something that still kind of hangs in the air and hangs over the team to some extent. I'm not saying
it's insane.
I know, but it was just something that was always going, but it was something that was always going to be there until Carson won a Super Bowl. And it was just a tough spot for him to be in and continues to be in. And it could only maybe even get worse for him because the longer you go without doing that, the more it weighs on you. But I digress.
Oh, my God. And by the way, we know how close Doug and Favre are. What do you think that super kind of conversation is about?
Well, I don't know how much they talk anymore, but, you know, we know they have a relationship.
It's a good story. Well, here you go. I'll give you some more fodder. Take a listen to this. You got it?
I'll give
him
a second.
No, I'm talking to Andrew because I wanted to. He goes on and he talks about Doug too, and he says he's not. This is not on Doug. Here it is.
They're obviously banking on his upside. You know, how many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait? That's a question they only can answer. But I know Doug. Of course, we were together for a long time. He's a very simple coach. He's going to put you in the best possible opportunity to succeed. He's not going to complicate things, so I know it's not Doug.
Wow!
Maybe
that's
Doug's
a big deal. I can't believe that. He comes out and he completely takes the side of Peterson and furthermore throwing Wentz under the bus. This whole regime has done nothing but throw Wentz under the bus.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. I mean, you look at Howie and how he's handled personnel and the quarterback.
Jalen Hurts. And Alshon Jeffrey. And my God, I it's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, Doug has to own some of this as well. And maybe you should stop being so simple. Let's stop having simple offense.
Yes.
I think it's good, actually, you know.
I mean, not for nothing. But the simple offense, the mistakes in game management, the mistakes in play calling. I mean, look, I'm not taking Wentz off the hook totally because we talked about it. There were some egregious plays that he made two Sunday nights ago. But it wasn't like the coach is showing you some brilliance either.
No. I mean, look, I mean, Carson's been very bad this year. You know, there's a lot of things that are outside his control that are influencing his play. I think he ultimately deserves culpability for his failures, but
yeah.
You know, again, as we stated, I mean, the personnel has been great. A lot of the changes that were made haven't been great. And Doug's scheme and play calling and then some of the changes, the coaching staff haven't been great. So it's a combination of things. So, I mean, that's pretty much where it stands. We all know that at this point. You're going to go on first take and you're going to say something bold. And
yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I got no time for that. I got no time for that, especially the history and everything else. I mean, that's a disgrace. Anyway,
Yeah. Beyond
that, what's this? Everybody's healthy, Jeff, it looks like. Other than Ertz, everybody's healthy. Sam Malu's back. I mean, you're looking at pretty much a full complement of players.
Yeah, if you were to, I mean, just the way it's lining up here, they probably will be only without two or three starters, this weekend. Ertz being one, I guess Deshaun Jackson would qualify still as a starter. Nate Gary is going to be out, but that's probably an upgrade.
Yeah, that's better. I'm on T.J. Edwards.
Yeah, that's an upgrade. I sort of feel like the injury thing, while it's been a big part of this story this season and actually the last several years and how the team has played, you know, even before they really started going down the tubes in that regard, they were still not playing well. So we'll see how much it factors. I do feel like on the offensive line, it could have a significant impact. The best that the O-line played was in week two when they had essentially the O-line that you expect them to have after the Andre Dillard injury. I mean, Carson didn't get sacked once that game. It was a terrible game, clearly. But the O-line, I mean, Carson had time all day. So if they had that unit in there on Sunday, you would expect that to help Carson a little more.
All right. So what is your expectations coming out second half? I mean, clearly they're going to win a division. I mean, unless they somehow slip up to the Giants – and somehow collapse, which I really don't see. How do you think the second half goes? And are they live going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, look, if they win here on Sunday against the Giants, they're all of a sudden a 500 team. It looks a little more respectable on paper, but it certainly helps them in winning that division title. That would separate them from, you know, everyone else by at least two games. That's a pretty big lead with seven games to go. Certainly not a matter of fact, but heading in the right direction. And look, I mean, they have the most talent. They still have the most talent. They don't have great talent, but they still have the most talent. I mean, aside from the Cowboys, which they're a mess, but they still have more talent than the other two teams. But, you know, let's see how they get through this Sunday. I mean, the Giants have played good football this last month. It hasn't really kind of shown in the win-loss column, but you know, they're playing for Joe Judge, and you know, they were leading the Eagles by 14.
He's a good
points.
Coach. Yeah, he's a good coach.
Yeah, I think he's getting the guys to play for him. But, you know, I'm not a big Daniel Jones guy, and they have their injuries as well. But that would probably be their closest competition, I guess, for the division. Because if the Giants win, all of a sudden, then that makes them what 3-6, I guess. Eagles would be 3-5. I mean, they're right back in it. So this is a big game for the Giants.
It would be half game out, yeah. If the Giants beat the Eagles, it'd be half game out.
They're right back in it. And then the Eagles have got to travel to Cleveland. They got to face the Seahawks. They got Green Bay. Arizona's still to play. I mean, they have the Saints. I mean, they have the tough stretch there. And that's why this game is monumental for them. This is huge. They got to win this game.
And you know, sometimes the fact that the Giants played them so tight here, and if Evan Engram catches it, holds on to the ball, it's a, you know, they win. sometimes in the ebb and flow of the NFL, that's a death knell. Like the next time they play, because it's only been a couple of weeks, it's 3 weeks that separate that I could see the Eagles winning by double digits.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, based upon how they played, I don't expect there to be this all of a sudden great improvement from the Eagles. I mean, they are what they are at this point. And even though they've won two in a row, they've been just completely terrible, ugly wins against really bad, not really bad teams, but not good teams or teams that have had issues outside of talent and injuries, et cetera. But I do feel like coming off the bye, being able to reset at the halfway point here and having those two wins. I mean, there's certainly some wind at their backs and getting guys back from injury. This is a great opportunity for them to reset. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. And that's easier said than done. I mean, again, they are what they are at this point. But if the coaching staff had taken the time and addressed the problems and not sugarcoated it, and said, okay, this is what we need to do. And I'm speaking almost specifically of Carson Wentz. And we spoke to Press Taylor today. And that was kind of the message that he tried to, I feel really confident that Carson's going to do this, that, and the other thing as we head into our second half. Then yeah, maybe there's something that they can build towards, and play a respectable way and finish strong. It's going to be tough though. I mean, like again, that stretch is those are all teams with winning records, and some of them are some of the better teams in the NFC. It's not going to be pretty, probably. But they do, as I said, they have a chance to reset here and to kind of change the narrative on what this team is.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Hey, real quick, I'm curious. So Mailata's back to the bench, which I kind of, be honest with you, I like to see more of him because I want to see him in the future. And then what happens with the receiver snaps?
Yeah, I wrote about the O-line today, and Mailata spoke to us yesterday. And look, he was going back last week, but Lane Johnson just couldn't go, and he played right tackle and struggled early, kind of settled down and did pretty good there. I mean, it was a tough switch for him to make, four games starting at left tackle, all of a sudden switched to the right tackle. I agree with you to some extent. I mean, it wasn't like Jason. I think right now Jason Peters is still better than Jordan Mailata if you stack them up against each other. But it wasn't like Peters was playing great before he got hurt. He's always one or two snaps away from getting hurt again. Mailata, if anything, is held up. Maybe your best move is to slide JP back to right guard where you originally envisioned him or had him playing and put Mailata on that left flank. You got Lane at the right flank. You got Isaac Seumalo, Kelsey in the center. I mean, that's not a bad configuration. It's not like the guard play has been great. I know Nate Herbig's been pretty good, and you can hide those guys inside. But there's an argument to me for going with that group. I'm not sure if it's a super strong one, but I think there's clearly an argument that can be made.
And
then the receiver, the receivers. Again, Fulgham's not coming off the field. Rager's not coming off the field. You know, maybe Hightower snaps are cut into a little bit. If what we're hearing is true, that Alshon Jeffrey may finally start playing, I don't know. I'll see, when I see it, I'll believe it. But I think those are the guys, and certainly Greg Ward in the slot. I mean, those four guys, I think we'll continue to see those guys as the primary snap guys. And maybe if Alshon does play, it's not going to be a lot. He's not going to get starters numbers. I don't think he even starts. I mean, Fulgham better at that position, and that's what you want to see too. I mean,
right.
You want to see.
I don't even be honest with you. I don't even know why outside would want to come back.
I mean, again, we've had this conversation a million times, just about the expectations in the offseason from somewhere that he would never play again in Eagles green. Clearly they kept him around for a reason. They would have released him. He's, I guess, now healthy. They couldn't do that for a while because he wasn't healthy. But then he got hurt again with the cast. Sometimes it's just better to turn the page. I don't know.
I hear you, brother. Listen.
They've been trying to trade him for over a year, but that was never going to happen.
No.
So I guess they still believe that he can play and he can help this team.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I don't like this whole anti-Wentz thing that's coming out now again. This is crazy. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a little down on Carson myself. It's hard not to be the way he's played.
Listen, I make no bones about it. I agree with you guys. Like, he was horrible against the Cowboys. But the previous four games, he had some pretty impressive moments.
A little better, yeah.
I mean, he made a couple plays.
Like, but he just can't do the basic things that you need out of a top
quarterback. But he makes incredible plays. But he makes some plays that are ridiculous. Like, if you have that kind of talent to make eye-popping plays, well, maybe if your coach better, you'll be able to make the other plays as well on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, but I mean, in year five, he's got to know that he just
can't. I agree. No, you're right.
Downfield or holding the ball.
No, I hear you.
Like, why? I mean, you go back to Brett Favre. It was always a great mystery that his career as he got older got progressively worse, and it wasn't because he was aging.
Hey, I covered the game against the 4th and 26 game where he throws it up, then Brian Dawkins was basically catching a punt. It was in overtime. He lost the game. It was unbelievable what he did. It really was. Anyway.
But you see the other top quarterbacks, and just taking what's given. I mean, just live for another day, and he just doesn't have that right now. And it's I know it's frustrating the coaching staff. I mean, it's just, and I think they drill this into him.
You got it. I mean, I still am dubious of this coaching staff. I'll be real about it.
They're not helping.
You know?
They're certainly not helping. Yep. No. I mean, he hasn't been great since 2017.
Yeah.
And that was a different coaching staff. For the most part. Not everybody, but
so. I hear you. No, we're a couple pieces that are missing that, you know, might be better if they were here. Jeff, you're the best, man. You know I love you every week, man. It's the greatest. Thanks, buddy. Jeff McClain, inquireinquire.com. What is going on, Tunis? What? 11 is besieged again. So
by his childhood idol.
Like, that's cruel. Like, seriously. Do you got have a soul? This is cruel. And coming up, Keyshawn Johnson, he jumps into the fray. All these friggin' hot takers on ESPN. And Favre, attack. On 11. Oh. Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Sal, Tunis here. Add a little excitement this football season. Bet all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. I need a little excitement because, you know, I'm in a bad spot right now. You know, FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is so easy to use, and they've got a unique and fun bet types like same-game parlays, and they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 if you don't win your first bet. No strings attached. I'm looking at Thursday night's game, Indianapolis at Tennessee. Indy, I think they're fake. I know they had that big 41 outburst 2 weeks ago. Then they faced Baltimore, couldn't do anything this past weekend. So now they go to Tennessee, and I think Tennessee wins. It's only a point and a half, but I love Tennessee in that game. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code FANATIC. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code FANATIC. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Must be 21 plus and present New Jersey or PA. First online real money wager only. Site credit is not trouble and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to. You know, they won a Super Bowl with Foles, and that was a little bit surprising. But they're obviously banking on his upside. You know, how many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait?
That's a question they only can answer. But I know Doug. Of course, we were together for a long time. He's a very simple coach. He's going to put you in the best possible opportunity to succeed. He's not going to complicate things. So I know it's not Doug.
Because I can.
No, man. I don't want to hear that ever again. That dude is dead to me. F Brett Favre, all right? F Brett Favre. I'm sorry. I just want to say it. I just want to say it. You kidding me? The
gosh,
balls.
It went great.
How about the stones on that guy? And they come out and say they should have kept Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Hey, Brett, have you watched Nick? You watch him in Chicago? Do you watch him in Jacksonville? Come on, dude. You know he's not a starting quarterback in the league. It is what it is. And now you're going to come out and say that? And now you're going to come. Oh, you know what this is all about? He's protecting his boy, Doug. It's all about Doug. I mean, I don't know what else to say. How could that guy, hey, what are they going to do? Like, what do you mean, what are they going to do? Like, didn't you hate when you got yanked around? It's not for nothing. And look, he was horrible against the Cowboys, all right? Horrible. I thought they were both horrible, he and Doug. But that all said, and I agree, going forward, there's no excuses. He's found Fulgham. He's got a real receiver. But what? That just appeared. Fulgham just appeared out of the sky. Give me a break. Listen, I don't care about Carson Wentz as far as I don't know him. He's not a friend of mine. You know, I got no agenda. I really don't. The only agenda I have is the kid's being done dirty. It just is. You know, it's not fair. It wasn't fair. He deserves his criticism, but it's pile on this season now. The guy's hero. Like, what more does this kid, he gets hurt, he's having the time of his life. He gets hurt, the backup wins the Super Bowl, he's a pariah. Comes back, he's bad, right? Comes back in week three, he's bad. His teammates are going, we want the other guy.
Building shrines.
Right? He's put on the shelf again. Nick Foles makes another run. They all love Nick Foles. They hate Wentz. There's a story about how Wentz is a bad teammate or whatever. Right, a bully, whatever you want to say. I mean, and the dude gives you nothing but, not an ounce of attitude. Yeah, maybe I need to change a little bit. He even goes with the olive branch. He'll say boo about Jalen Hurts when they ridiculously wasted a second round pick on Jalen Hurts, which is still maybe the dumbest draft pick this side of the Fireman Sam pick. And Wentz doesn't say boo about it. And now, his hero, his childhood hero, comes out and says, I don't know why the hell they stuck with this kid. Sooner or later, you gotta bite the bullet and get rid of him. That's messed up. That's bleeped up.
Yes, it is. By the way, Denzel Mims looked good yesterday.
He looked fantastic.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked fantastic. You kidding me? Tunis, that's wrong. I'm sorry. It's wrong.
Who was your childhood hero? It's wrong. Dr. J?
Yes.
Imagine Dr. J.
No, you know what? When I met Dr. J, he was the nicest, the greatest guy in the world. The two greatest guys I've met or I loved as a kid, Doc, actually, there's probably about a half dozen, and I was lucky. Doc and Barkley, aces.
Yes.
All right. Mike Schmidt was an ace to me. Bobby Clark was an ace to me. Bernie. And I was young for Bernie. Ace.
Even though he wasn't a player for me, but he was the Phillies manager and I loved him. Boa.
Yeah. Ace.
First time I spoke with Boa, getting him on one of these shows.
Ace.
Incredible person.
Larry Bird was an ace.
And now you
in his days,
they got
ace.
Favre. Mr. Right. Wranglers.
That's terrible. That's terrible that he would do that.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles.
Go wear a raincoat, Brett. You freaking pervert. Ugh. Let's go to my man Carlos at Parks. Always got something good to say. Carlos.
Yo, cuz. What's up?
How you doing, buddy? By the way, I love your takes every week I see you at Parks.
Yeah, listen, it's kind of like a take on the take that we're talking about Parks. I get a funny feeling that Brett Favre is kind of messing with Doug because he's just kind of like needling him not to get Carson the right plays. And on the secondary thing, is I think Brett's a little afraid of Carson because he sees a lot of him in him. So he wants him to not to succeed like he didn't want Aaron Rodgers to succeed. He's just a selfish SOB as far.
Yeah, he's a creep. I can't believe I actually liked him. I liked his swashbuckling style. But in reality, he was a creep. Creepo.
Yeah, he didn't like Aaron Rodgers being traded, no. You know, being drafted. And he did everything in his power to
yes, keep you're right. Down. Bad guy. BG.
So,
bad guy.
So he's doing the same thing with Wentz.
Yeah.
He knows if he plants into Dougie, because he can manipulate Dougie, he's going, well, maybe this isn't the guy. And he just makes him look bad. I mean, it's more play calling than Carson.
Listen, I'm not taking the onus off of Carlos. I'm really not.
Yeah.
And he's got to answer for playing dumb football. And he did. He's played dumb football. But that doesn't mean Favre needs to come out and open up his big mouth. What's he got to say? Right? Unless it's Doug feeding him information down the line.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like, if Brett looks in the mirror, he's looking at the same quarterback. I mean, it's like an indictment of his own career. I mean, he did.
I know! That's what's amazing about it. How could, like, and Favre knows that Wentz idolized him. And so now he just peed on him. It's terrible.
He's a crumb bum.
Crumb bum. Crumb bum, Favre. I'm with you, Carlos. Great call. Crumb bum. Mark in Miami. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Marky.
Anthony, I'm going to give you a little history. Okay? Dorsey Levins, Bennett. Keith Jackson, Don Beebe, Freeman, plus offensive line. And they still don't win nothing unless they get Reggie White. So tell me about Brett Favre.
Yeah.
When did he have to play with what Carson's playing with?
You're right.
And that's no knock. You know, he had a great team. You know, let Carson get a great team, and then I'll complain.
Yes! Yes!
I mean, let's call the facts. He made great plays for it, but he made horrible plays. And he had a great team.
I know. And he opens up his mouth. He's got to get involved in this thing. Are you kidding me?
You know.
That's a disgrace.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I believe. We're going to have a better second half. He knows the receivers a little better.
Yeah, I hope so, bro. I'm with you, man.
Sanders can stay healthy, and Doug doesn't try forcing three stupid plays instead of punting the ball and backing a team up that you should beat.
I mean, you're right. And think about this, too. Think about the fact that they drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, it's great.
When they Falcom dropped out of the sky. They cut him this year, these guys. They cut him, right?
No, they
used a second-round pick on a quarterback when they had no receivers.
What I don't understand is, you know, I know they didn't have much practice, but you know, this is the second year in a row. You don't see that you have something in the making? Even Ward is a solid ball player. I'm not saying he's great, but he catches everything that comes to him.
Yeah.
And 18 people had to get injured for him to get in the game.
That's right. It's good work by you. Thank you, Marky. Appreciate it. Andrew, I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I mean, and you're hitting the head on the nail there saying
you know, who is Brett Favre to say stuff about Carson Wentz?
I mean, you were talking about,
we're comparing the two.
Those who live in glass houses should not throw errant passes.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
what are you out of your mind? What's his Twitter handle? Everybody should destroy him on Twitter.
Let's see here. I think it might just be Brett Favre on Twitter. Let's take a look here.
Take a look, and then we should destroy him.
It is. Yep, just at Brett Favre. Remember, Favre. Yep.
Destroy him, everybody. Destroy him. Who wants to hear from him? Destroy that man. He's a creep.
And here it goes. Ready? Now we begin. I gotta get the correct music for this. But you must. We kind of talked about this during the break. Joe Lane tweets in. The question is, did Doug have him put it out there in the media?
Well, of course.
To start the rumblings.
Of course, that's the question. That's right. I mean, you can't be more dastardly by doing that either. You're going to sick your boy on him? That's terrible. By the way, Keyshawn Johnson, Wentz won't end his career as an Eagle. Keyshawn Johnson criticizes Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz up and down career and asserts that Wentz will not finish his career in Philly.
Yeah, he called him Baker Mayfield last week, and now he's been on this Wentz thing. So now
they all hate him. They all hate this kid. They all hate. Can you believe this? They all hate him. Every one of these flipping pundits, they all hate the kid. You know what? It makes me like him more.
Yes, you're right. Out of spite.
I just want to go. You know, we're from Philadelphia.
I was listening to the kind of the entire back and forth with Brett Favre and Max Kellerman, who is
he's a hater too.
He's a hater, Wentz.
Yeah.
He then took the opportunity to get chesty because he agreed with Brett Favre, and he was like, "Oh well, Brett, he's not a franchise quarterback. He's barely a starting quarterback." And it's like, dude, really? Come on, guys.
Right?
Stick to boxing.
Unbelievable. Calvary. Marcus, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing today?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, man. You know, I'm enjoying some vacation here. My last day at 10 days off, and I was listening. And I was like, you know what? I have to call because that comment to me was so ridiculous. Real quick, I will say, too, like I said, I'm calling from up here in New Hampshire. It's great to have iHeartRadio.
Oh, wow. You're in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Awesome, Marcus.
Born and raised in South Jersey, but yes, I'm up here in the sticks.
What are you doing in New Hampshire, Marcus?
Oh, my wife's from, this is where my wife's born and raised at, and now I live here, work at Verizon, and I'm just
good man, brother. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, do me a favor, download the Cuzzo trivia app, all right? All the Philly sports. I wanted to hear what you have to say about it.
All right, will do. But I'll tell you what, man. You know what? I had to do some extra research here. Of all people to say something, Brett Favre should be the last. It, like, you know, what you said prior, it doesn't make sense. It almost seems personal to me, or he's doing something for, like, Doug. Brett Favre led the league in interceptions twice. In 2005 with 35, and also in 2008 with 38. He also is all-time leader, all-time at picks as well.
Yes.
Brett Favre, now, I'm not trying to, you know, he's an all-timer, but really, he was only, like, elite, like, top three in the league for only about 3-4 years there in the mid-90s. Besides that, his career is a lot of basic mediocre. Him and Aaron Rodgers, both, you have, you know, people say top 10 quarterbacks, but for about 25 to 30 years, you only have one, two goals. Does that actually show for it? Doesn't make sense.
Well, I do think that Rodgers was 10 times better the quarterback than Favre was, but also McCarthy held back Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. No, and you know what? This isn't even about Rodgers because he's great. Let me get off that. More to just Favre.
Yeah.
You know, me and you throw the same on this. Are people not seeing the same thing as us? When this guy had a team around him and was supported, he was an MVP player. The last three seasons, we have done a bad job at supporting him. We've had injuries all over the place. You name it, every single place. You know, we draft a quarterback in the second round. You know, what is that telling him? Even though you actually pay a guy, what is that telling him, Anthony?
I know.
You know?
No, you're right on, Marcus.
That we don't believe it. And the fact is, I just don't get with broken down teams. He's drugged this team to the playoffs last year. You know, he played decently in his first year back from the first injury. Is this not adding up to me personally? I feel like we're doing a bad job at getting him a team. You know, if you take Patrick Mahomes, now he's obviously the best in the league now, but take away Tyreek Hill, Jason Kelce, two starting linemen, Edwards-Helaire, I bet you he'll take a few steps back too, as great as he is. It just doesn't make sense that we're not seeing what this guy's talent he has and not giving him the support that he needs. Even though we tried to this draft, you know, Rieger's out. We drafted a couple wideouts, Watkins, and a guy in the fifth round. He's been playing.
Hightower, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, I feel you, Marcus. What a great call, buddy. What a great call, and, Marcus.
Real quick, I'm going to give you one last question. I want to see if you get on this.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I'm a big Carson fan, but what if a team like, probably like the Niners, they'll back off of Jimmy this year. If they were to offer a second and a third, what do you think it would take for you to trade Carson? I'll leave you with that, Anthony.
Thank you, Marcus. What a pleasure, brother. What a pleasure. How about that? Moved to New Hampshire, of all places. Fascinating. What would it take? I mean, I don't want to trade him. I don't want to trade Carson. I mean, I don't. I trade Howie before I trade Carson.
Yes.
All right. But it doesn't matter because I think nobody's going anywhere. The only person who's going to go somewhere is Wentz. And whether it's San Francisco or Indianapolis or Carolina, I know they got Teddy, and I like Teddy. I'm a Teddy fan, but don't be surprised if that's not a possibility as well.
Right. Well, hopefully they don't do it at all. I mean, they better. Whatever. They better not. They'd be ridiculous to move off.
But again, there's going to be. My only point is, there'll be suitors for him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I don't want to trade him.
And Howie takes every call.
You know, now you're going to trade this kid for a second.
No.
And then a third.
No, it would have to be a couple ones, right?
If you listen to Brett Favre, you're lucky to get a fifth round pick for him.
Speaking of Brett Favre, great tweet. He was sent to the station, you as well. This is from Malibu Chief.
There you go, Malibu Chief.
He goes, great, we get to do this. Stats for first four seasons. Favre, 62.3% completion percentage. Wentz, 63.8% completion percentage advantage. Wentz, Favre, 70 touchdowns to 53 interceptions in 1,500 attempts. Wentz, 97 touchdowns to 35 interceptions in just over 2,000 attempts.
Wow.
Oh, and then hold on, he added one more. One unwanted photo, Favre, zero, Wentz.
That's awesome.
So, Malibu Chief.
Can you have his Twitter up? Are we sending tweets this way?
People are tagging him. Yeah, for sure.
Good. Let's do me a favor. Catalog the tweets to Favre, and we'll give out yos. All right?
All right.
We'll give out yos to all the Favre, all those tweets of that creep. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry for actually liking them. I feel grimy for actually liking that dude.
Yeah, must be a tough day.
It's not, actually. I'm angry.
Yeah,
you know what I'm angry about is that they're all picking on this dude. They're all picking on the dude. Keyshawn Johnson and whoever else. Max Kellerman. You know, good Max Kellerman. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Talk about a dude that needs to be hit in the head with a mallet with spikes. It's Max Kellerman. God forbid. Shut up. These people. And they're all picking on the dude. It's not fair, man.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles.
I mean, that's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. I apologize. I just think it's wrong that they all just pounce on him. Listen, he can fight his own battles, but as an Eagle guy, I just think it's wrong. I really do. I think the kid cares deeply. He tried to play Superman. His biggest flaw is that he tries to do too much. And he gets ripped.
So I know it's not Doug.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a whole other conversation. all the great teams have a go-to guy, right? Well, when it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys. Oh, I love the incredible taste of the tomato pie. It's perfect football food. That's right. The football food of the incredible Corpoli's tomato pie. Whether it's that Sunday morning, it's out there all day long, it's the greatest since 1924. All right? You're talking about going on almost 100 years. The Corpoli's family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. They got four locations for your convenience: Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be raving about the food. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts are ridiculous, too. You're going to love everything. All the great teams have a go-to guy. When it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at corpolisbakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
All right, well, we got two rats here. One's a mouse. That's actually a mouse. Natalie saw the mouse. We have mice here in the studios.
Why wouldn't we?
And and Natalie saw the mouse. And the best is Tyrone just looked at it. Like, what do you got to say? And Nat found the mouse in the bag. It's you know, a little mouse, a little cute little mouse.
Yeah.
Got not a rat.
Got a mouse here at the Fanatic.
Like, it's not a Subway rat.
No.
Like,
no.
Those are rats. That's a Brett Favre.
Yes.
Those ugly, fat, beer-bellied whiskers. That's the Subway rat. That's a Farvian rat. And speaking of creeps like Brett Favre, I can't believe it. I actually like this dude. I'm so ashamed. Scumbag that he is. Let's,
you want some yo's?
I want some yo's to all of our friends on Twitter.
All right, so I will have to clean up a lot of these. Let's start with Rob
Just
Bird.
Just use the bleep.
Yeah, at BirdGang75. Hey, Brett, you're a real piece of bleep. Carson looked up to you as a hero, and that's how you treat him, you bleeping crybaby. I hate you now. You lost a lot of fans today. So there's that. Mike with a simple message.
Do a heart. Let's do hearts. I want a heart.
You want a favorite? All right. Mike with a simple message. Hey, Brett Favre. Bleep you.
Heart. I heart that one, too.
There's plenty. Let's see. Oh, here you go. Rah-rah. Come walk through Philly, Brett, because
bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Harry says, Brett Favre, stop talking down on my quarterback, you old bat. Why is your head shaped like an eraser?
I love it. Sticking Philadelphia on you. You're sticking creep. You want to bleep with us?
Yeah, a lot of good ones. A lot of Fs.
Good.
A lot of Fs on here.
F for Favre, man.
Yes, you're right.
F for Favre. Any more? Give me a couple more. Just a couple of
We got the from Tommy telling him to kick rocks. Johnny Football says Foles over Carson has to be the dumbest bleep you've ever said. Yeah, a lot of that kind of fun stuff.
That's great. That is great. All right. Let's get back to the phone line. Something a lot of people want to get to. So be patient and, you know, forgive my little, hey, Nat, how's the mouse? Forgive my little tirade, because it's like, I can't believe that Wentz looked up to him. He said it numerous occasions that he was his hero. And I'm just imagining Wentz, like, listen, he's a big boy now, you know, whatever. But that's just such a nasty thing to do. Nasty. It really is. It's a evil thing to do, just to crush him like that. Terrible. And I wonder what, you know, if I was Peterson, I'd be like, yo, dude, you can't do that, man. You're killing me.
Unless he asked him to.
Well, again, if Doug Peterson asked Brett Favre to weigh in publicly on Wentz, then he's a bigger idiot than I think he is. Like, how in the world would you, why would you do that? That's dumb. I don't believe Doug would do that. I don't.
Oh, here you go. You're right. This is Carson from 2016 on being compared to Brett Favre.
I don't really pattern after one guy, but hearing that, I thought it was crazy because I grew up just rooting for Favre, just loved watching him, his toughness, his grittiness, and the energy he brings out there. I think those are things I like to model my game after, and just the fact that I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the game. I'm passionate about it.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz.
Like, that's just awful, man. Ugh. I'm sorry. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bobby.
Hey, cuz, it's been about 4 years, but good to hear you talk to you anyway. I listen to you all the time. It's just impossible to call. But I got a chance today, so I wanted to take advantage of it.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. How you been, man?
I'm all right. Hey, well, time flies, but it was 13 years ago that you signed my book for me.
Oh, jeez.
Our Sunday pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And you signed it to my newborn, who's now turning 13 next week.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
And I still got it. I still got it.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you, brother.
You took your time. You wrote something really. But now I have a confession to make.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
The little, you know what, is a Seahawk fan.
Oh, that's hysterical. At least he's rooting for the Birds, right?
yeah, it's a different one, right. And I lost all respect for Brett Favre as soon as I watched something about Mary. And then he compounded it when he just fell down so Strahan could take Reggie's record away from him. You know, that's,
yes.
Yeah, but hey, we have a mutual friend. I sat next to him at homeroom for 4 years, and now, you know, he's a sponsor on your radio. But Bob Marino,
what? Great guy.
Yeah, we're still friends. Even after high school, we stayed friends. So.
Get out! You went to Central?
Yeah. Yep. Sat next to him for 4 years.
You got to be kidding me! You know, Bob, when you were Bobby and I are literally, I mean, we are child. I mean, to this day, we've been friends for my whole life. Since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
He's a few years older than me. And Bob, I got to tell him, we talk all the time. So,
he called me like 2 weeks ago. And we talked for about an hour. And then, he said, I would love to go out with you, but I'm too paranoid.
He is. We lost you. But Bob is paranoid over the, not paranoid, but. He doesn't want to. He's when it comes to the virus, man, he's locked away down the shore. Work, and once in a while, we'll get him out. My cousin Joey says,
"Of course,
he's the leader of the pack."
Yes.
He's like dead. He's like Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's like the man. I can't believe I can't believe it.
And you heard that Carson cut. He's like, yeah, man, that's crazy. I'm being compared to the man I idolized.
He was like gushing.
Yes.
I feel horrible. Just as a human being, don't you feel terrible?
You have to. You have to.
Let alone a guy I root for. I root for the kid. I like the guy. I want to see him win. I don't know him. I don't really, you know, whatever, other than I just feel like he's done wrong. I felt the same way, I'll be honest with you, I go back, and it was like 2002, something like that. And I thought the same thing. When Donovan McNabb got criticized by Rush Limbaugh.
Yep, yep.
And it was just unfair. Like, Donovan McNabb, he didn't ask that. All of a sudden, Rush Limbaugh's ripping him off of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't right. And, you know, Brett Favre's ripping his kid. What? Seriously, Nick Foles? And again, all due respect to Nick, but if anybody actually watched Nick play football over the last couple of years, he's not been playing quarterback.
Last couple of weeks, he's been pretty bad. Let's face it, he had that incredible comeback against the Falcons. I'll give him all the credit in the world. Then he beats Brady. Last couple of weeks.
Listen,
struggling.
There's nothing against Nick.
No.
But Nick is not a guy that you're going to start from the opening week of the season and he's going to deliver a Super Bowl to you. I mean, let's be real here. But what's the role of Peterson here? Are they talking and, you know, whispering down the lane? And he's not. Listen, I don't believe that Doug would want Favre to come public.
Right.
Do I believe that they
talk
and he blows off steam? Yeah. Listen, I don't blame Doug.
Well, this is the bye week, right? Maybe he calls Brett. Hey, man, I'm not working this week. Bye week. Let's catch up.
Listen, I don't blame Doug for grousing, blowing off steam about Wentz. I get it. Like, you go, I believe this dude, man, this dude's killing me right now. I could see that. And I don't. Now, Favre should know better, that nitwit, than to come out on ESPN and say something like that.
Right.
Because all roads lead back to Peterson. Oh, they all go back to Peterson. You know, it's like my father said. Well, I can't use the colorful language. Mm-hmm. But let's just say Doug, you know, took care of Favre throughout their time in Green Bay. My father was a little more colorful.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. I just don't understand these two guys. Are they just two dopes? Like, you got a kid, guy, all right? Yeah. Should he be above it, throwing a ball, being reckless? Yes, without a doubt. But you got this guy, this talent. You can't coach this talent? You can't make this guy into a quarterback? Come on. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're going to tell me he's got no, he doesn't stink. He may be reckless and he has all kinds of issues when it comes to that, but he doesn't stink. That's where coaching comes into play. Doug Simple, or that's what Favre said. Doug Simple. Yeah, maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know what's happening. Yeah. How many times have we heard, and again, I blame COVID for not hearing it this year. How many times did we hear last year players on the opposing defense go, oh, yeah, we knew it was coming? Like, multiple times, because the locker room media availability is a lot different than the Zoom media availability, right? You're in a good mood. You're around your teammates. You talk a little bit more. And a lot of times, defensive players would say they knew exactly what was coming from the Eagles' offense. And I'm sure again this year. First couple of weeks, for sure. First couple of weeks were bad.
Exactly.
Now, I will say this. Appointment listening tomorrow. Because it probably will come up. Doug speaks at 11:30. Carson at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
You have to ask Doug about it.
And you got
to
ask Carson about it.
You have to.
Hey, Carson, so your childhood hero ripped you.
Yes.
I mean, are you kidding me? That he's got to deal with that? Hey, Carson. Hey, that guy, the flasher, who wore number 4? He ripped you.
Mr. Wranglers.
Mr. Flasher.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Let's go to deep in these streets. My man, Black Gritty. BlackGritty.com.
Oh.
Black Gritty.
What up, cuz?
What right up, Black now, Gritty?
Right now I'm in the backyard whipping up some ribs. You know what I mean? Got the smoker rolling. It's a nice day outside. And I hear about Brett Favre. You know, this dude's a doofus magoofus. Unless he's telling me how to put on some jeans. Everything else in his life. You know, addiction. I mean, I don't want to, you can talk about that. You want to help some people. A lot of people struggle right now. I mean, cheating on your wife, getting caught. I mean, if you want to write a book about that, I mean, I would love to hear something about it. But quarterbacking and the coach,
like this coach, I know that he sticks up for this guy because this guy was a clipboard holder at a high school team, and he got a job because he is beloved and he's a nice guy. He didn't get to call plays in KC. He wasn't some offensive genius or guru. He comes here, he gets two great assistants, and he hasn't looked the same without them. It's a joke. So, yeah, this guy's coming for him, and he probably did talk over the weekend, and he was boo-hooing about, shoot, I'm going to be the first one out. Because guess what? Carson's got a $100 million contract. He ain't going nowhere. I mean, we already ain't got no money. But just trust me, Carson ain't going nowhere.
I don't know. So, you know what? I don't know, Black Gritty. I honestly don't know.
I don't think,
first of all, do I think that Doug is sold on Wentz? No. And I don't know why. And they drafted a quarterback. It always goes back to they drafted a quarterback, these guys.
But do you think that they're sold on Doug Peterson? They don't let him hire his own coaches. They don't tell him when they're about to
hire. Who knows? I don't know what goes on over there, though.
They don't let him hire anybody. I mean, I can't believe they're really sold on him either. They don't let him do anything. He doesn't even get to pick his own players for the field. So how I mean, unless they just want a puppet, unless they're Jerry Jones in it, and they just like having this guy there because he does what he's told. I don't know.
I don't know the pecking order. I don't know the hierarchy. I remember seeing the jubilance with Doug when they drafted Hurts. So I don't know. Was he a part of that draft? I would say so.
And we can chuck Carson up into the fact of when people leave Philadelphia, they seem to play better for other teams. Because I wholeheartedly think it's Doug Peterson and his lack of offensive knowledge. And that's where that. So enjoy the day, cuz. And boogaloo boo boo, Brett Favre. I'm on the internet reading. Oh, they killed him.
They got to kill him more. I want to see Favre carcass everywhere.
Hey, I'm going to go get blocked for 48 hours for you, cuz. I'm going to go tweet up a couple things.
Thank you, brother.
I'll go get blocked. Talk
Thanks, buddy. Go get blocked. Let's go get blocked by Favre. Let's have our own block party.
Thank you, 97.5.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Here's my father chimes in again. Ready?
Yes.
Doug always throws Carson under the bus. He goes, I could see him calling up Favre and asking him to back up the bus over. I can't see that. All right? You would have to be the dumbest guy in the NFL to do that to your own team after a bye week. There's no way in the world, Doug, I don't believe it. First of all, I don't think Doug's a bad guy. I think Doug's a good guy. I really do. There's no way in the world that I think that Doug orchestrated this. I don't.
But you're right. They probably spoke. It was just a bye week, right? He probably catches up with his old buddy. Hey, if you're Doug Peterson and you're hearing Wentz Favre comps all the time and Doug's close with Brett, maybe Doug calls Brett and go, hey, how can I coach this kid? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe Doug calls Brett, go, hey, how can I coach this kid? You guys got a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
And then maybe Brett takes offense to it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm better than that kid. I'm not that bad.
I mean, is that what happens? Like, you know what's amazing to me? As I never understood why. I remember thinking about this. And we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Like, when we saw him making these incredible plays, go ahead, go be Favre. I remember saying that. And I never understood why Peterson didn't bring Favre in to actually, like, work with him a little bit. Unless he went, I can't bring him in there. He's such an idiot. There's no way in the world.
That could be it.
He's so dumb that it'll do the quarterback harm. And maybe the two of them can't spell cat together. Maybe that's a big part of it. And maybe Carson walks in the room and goes, you're running this simple nonsense? How about we do some stuff 2020 NFL? Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Favre says, no, it's not Doug. Doug runs a simple offense. Well, maybe Carson goes in there, and one of the reasons why he's not coachable in everybody's eyes is because he looks at it and goes, this is nonsense. It's 2020. You know, the game has evolved offensively, and you're running just archaic cat plays.
Do you think Brett would like Doug's offense if he was the quarterback?
Of course not.
Thank you.
Of course not. But maybe that's the case. Right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. This is, and it's so out of nowhere, right?
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, Brett Favre decides to go in the media all of a sudden today. Oh, they should have kept Foles.
Like, where'd that come from?
And so I listened to the audio. They didn't ask him Foles or Wentz. Like, he brought that up himself.
Wow.
Because he was talking about Wentz and, you know, Carson Wentz dealing with injuries, blah, blah, blah. But hey, I'll also say this. I think they should have kept Foles.
Wow.
Like, that was, he brought it up on himself.
Are you serious?
Yes. There was no lead up. There was no Max Kellerman going, they should have kept Foles, shouldn't they? No, he just brought it up himself.
You got to be kidding me.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to.
Based off of production?
They won a Super Bowl with Foles.
What the hell is he talking
about? That was a little bit surprising, but they're obviously banking on his upside. How many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait? That's a question they only can answer. But I know Doug. Of course, we were together for a long time. He's a very simple coach. He's going to put you in the best possible opportunity to succeed. He's not going to complicate things. So I know it's not Doug.
Oh, man. Wow. Oof. All right. We'll talk about it. We'll run through calls the entire 1 o'clock hours. Tyrone, he's aghast himself. He was not fazed by the mouse, but he was fazed by Favre. Natalie, are you okay?
I'm all right. Just a little shock to the system.
Which one, Favre or the mouse?
I mean both.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
That was not Mickey.
Hey, it's cute, Nat.
It was terrifying. He jumped.
Yeah, well, I guess so. He's a little guy. Poor little mouse.
Mousy.
Let's talk about getting in shape, because fantasy football and watching games, I'm not going to get in shape. I tried. Doesn't work. Listen, it's time to trim down, lose the quarantine fat. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing and create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off for the rest of your life. You're not sure you can do it alone? That's okay. NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You also have access to the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. NJ Diet offers live online video consultations. They also have locations throughout the Northeast, including Princeton and now open in Cherry Hill. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed. Visit NJDiet.com or call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Favre just heaves it. Only Eagles are there, and it's picked off by Dawkins. Into Green Bay territory and beyond, still going inside the 35.
They should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production.
That was the game. I remembered fondly. That was the 4th and 26. Donovan somehow keeps hope alive by hitting Freddie to convert the 4th and 26 to Ted Cottrell defense. He was the defensive coordinator and Teddy Cottrell. And they were playing sticks defense. If you remember that, Tyrone, I know you do. Ted Cottrell, the sticks defense. 5 converts it with a laser to Freddie. They get the overtime, and that's where Favre, inexplicably, I still don't even know what he was doing. It was on first down. He throws a pop-up. Brian Dawkins, the only one there, was like catching a punt. He just throws it up, and they lost the game, and we won the game. So bleep you, Brett Favre. Oh, my God, I hate him. I can't believe I've done, I just did a as stark of as a 180 as possible. I can't stand this guy now. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he went all-time low-hanging fruit, Foles over Wentz. And then he's back up his boy at the end. It's not all Doug.
That's terrible. Terrible. And all along, this Wentz worships him. Listen to me. I know, and I hear all you guys. Joe from West Philly. I love you, Joe. I heard you this morning complaining about Wentz. I don't blame you. But do me a favor. I want you to put yourself in Wentz's shoes. Like, you loved Wentz, right? Think about that for a second. You loved him. You were a big Brett Favre fan. And then he just came out and stabbed you.
That's not really pattern after one guy, but hearing that, I thought it was crazy because I grew up just rooting for Favre, just loved watching him, his toughness, his grittiness, and the energy he brings out there. I think those are things I like to model my game after, and just the fact that I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the game. I'm passionate about it.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz.
Wow. Let's go to Rome. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rome.
Yeah, what up, man?
What's happening, Rome?
I hear you're fired up about Wentz. I'm sorry to switch the flow up on you, but I'm a little disappointed with these Sixers jerseys that they came out with.
No AI, huh?
And I feel like it doesn't help my stance with Ben Simmons a little bit, because he's the one who had a little hand in it. It's like, now I feel like I don't want his input on anything.
No
roster construction, no coaching staff, like, just play the game. Like, I don't want his input on anything. And I understand, like, the organization can't take, like, fans' perspective on trades and, like, draft and everything, but they can't give us the jerseys we want? That's all we can't get 96 or 98. Like, every other organization gave their throwbacks. The Rockets, the Jazz, the Raptors, they all went to the throwbacks, and we can't get the AR ones. They made us wait a week for those. For that.
Well, I mean, selling the Chews. Chews is upset too. I don't know. I like Boathouse Row. You know, no good.
It's hard, but it's just like a disappointment. Like, the fans have been asking for those AI ones for a minute. Like, I know they see it.
Yeah.
And just to give you a little, like, I'm not super well versed in football, but I feel like Carson Wentz doesn't deserve as much heat as he gets, because I think being a quarterback, there's so many like factors behind being successful in the NFL besides like being just a talented quarterback, like the coaching staff, the running backs, the receivers, the offensive line. Like, I feel like he definitely doesn't deserve as much heat as he gets.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting crushed. Absolutely crushed.
Crushed. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I love your app.
Thanks,
I was playing
bro.
On it last night.
Oh, you were fantastic, man.
Yeah, I did the little AI part. I had to answer those questions.
How'd you do?
I did it well. I got one wrong. I forgot when AI came back, but the rest of them I knew.
Oh, my man, that's awesome.
Right.
So we're gonna do the Cuzzo Thanksgiving Night $1,000 contest.
Okay.
So make sure you put that on your calendar, all right?
I got you.
All right, baby. Appreciate
all right,
it, Ron.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy. Let's go to, is that VG up there? VG!
What's up?
What's happening, VG?
What a J.O. this guy is, huh?
Ah, horrible.
Well, I kind of do agree with him. Maybe they should have kept Foles looking back. Because we had Foles, we'd be in the running for Trevor Lawrence, I feel like, at this point. They'd be on the winless. I mean, if he watched Foles with the Bears, my God. So how does this guy, this huckster, even have time to watch football? He's selling copper fits. He's selling
mom he is a huckster.
By Wrangler.
Yeah.
You know what else he does? He made $138 million in his career. He does these stupid cameo birthday messages for $400. Does he need that money? Like, what is he doing? Guy's a total, total J.O. And then his statement that, well, they should have kept Foles because of where they got to and they won the Super Bowl. Like, Dilfer blows. Should the Giants have kept Hostetler over Sims? Like, what kind of rationale is that? Just like,
it makes no sense whatsoever.
It does make sense, and I don't think Doug put him up to it, but I think Doug's been venting to him that Doug doesn't know what to do with Carson, and he's frustrated. And I think this is Brett's way of covering for his boy and being like, we know it's not coaching. They keep this simple and dressed down, and this guy can't figure it out.
Are you serious?
It's got to be. Doug's got to be venting to him, don't you think? Why?
But is Doug... Doug has to know that the minute he starts to, you know that Brett Favre's a dope, right?
Yeah.
Like, the minute you start trusting Brett Favre, this gets out. This is horrible for your team.
Maybe he never thought this would come out like that, but I just think that they talk.
Well, you also know that Brett Favre is an idiot.
Oh, the shower bandit? Have you ever read about his shower bandit stuff?
No.
Yeah, look him up. He's the nickname the Shower Bandit. He's like in high school. He would run and throw like hot water on people in the shower, taking a dump, or while they're taking a hot shower, he'll turn the water on cold on them back in the day.
He brought
a fart machine on the bus that made like five different fart noises. Like, what is on with this dude? Total, total J.O. Nothing cool about Brett Favre. Worst jeans in the world. His copper fit stuff is a ripoff. Screw that dude.
But don't you feel horrible for Wentz?
Like, yeah,
and I mean, honestly, I feel terrible for the dude.
I'm not a huge Wentz guy. I think they should have kept Wentz over Foles, no doubt, and I want him to succeed. Personally, he's a little dorky for my taste, but you can't come out and just shred the dude when he's struggling like this and he says you're his idol. Come on.
I know. That's terrible, man.
Bad for him.
It is. It's terrible. It's just not fair, man. I got to tell you. Yeah. Really, not fair. It's bad luck.
Yeah.
And it really puts a pause. And you have to wonder, like, what are they doing over there? Do they all hate this kid? Then he's getting ripped by everybody. So you have Favre and lost his Keyshawn Johnson. And there's not a soul on the earth who doesn't rip this kid.
They have no idea what to do with him down at NovaCare. And it's just poor coaching. That's the biggest downfall. Aside from, of course, it's Howie Roseman is terrible. I've never been a fan of his. Good for him. He got us the 1 year. I can't ever thank him enough for that. But it's the coaching down there. This coaching staff is weak.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Nobody with any kind of like credibility, any kind of like history, or they're just all, I don't know. Press Taylor. What's he going to do?
Yeah. Listen, I hear you, VG. That's good stuff, brother. Thank you. I don't know. What is it, Andrew? What is it, Junis?
I don't know, man.
What is it about this crowd? How much do you put on the weight on the staff? Like, if you have a guy that obviously has some degree of talent, I mean, don't they have? Isn't there an onus on them a little bit?
Oh, there has to be. Yeah, there has to be. I mean, that's what we've been talking about for the last couple weeks now. Is that we've seen the spectacular throws, the spectacular plays by Carson Wentz. And why is it that we can see that and at the same time see some of these awful, egregious mistakes where, and then I don't see anybody go up to him. Screw Press Taylor. You know, all due respect.
Really, I mean,
what is Press Taylor going to do? The head coach has got to go up to him.
I hear you. But again, that moron, Brett Favre comes out. Foles should be the quarterback. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm incensed. And he's talking about, until they move off from him. You don't think that there's no way this could be an orchestrated thing, right? There's no way. There's no way they could be that stupid to think that Brett Favre could sway the fans into greasing the skids, right? It's a question, real question.
It is. Now, I'm going to have some more audio for you coming up in a second.
Oh, no.
It's more Wentz talking about his idol from a few years ago.
Oh, it's a sin.
And it's getting sad.
Oh, my God. I feel horrible.
Give me a few minutes.
All right. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Aaron.
What's going on?
What's up, man? Brother?
I was going to call you, Earl. You know I'm going to use the early call.
Yeah, I'm shocked. It's late.
And I was going to talk to you about Simmons and Wentz. Why is there so much hate toward these guys?
It's I'm going to pick your brain. Oh, my God.
And just ask you a few. I think, now, you know I don't have the most love for Dougie P, but I think he leaked it out.
Man.
I think he leaked it out,
how
brother.
How could he do that? There's no way. He'd be that stupid.
I think because, you know how it is, Ant. You sit around, you're drinking cold beers, you're talking or whatever, and he might bring up Wentz. You know, he might bring up something to Favre. And, like, man, we played so good when Foles was here. And you know, doing that run. And I just can't get that magical run back that I had with him, with Wentz. You know, something like typical, not nothing hard. You know what I'm saying? It just slipped something out. And then now, you know, he's going to take it to another level and not blame his boy. I just think he had something to say. I don't know if he meant it to go somewhere with it. You know what I mean? Because I just don't know. I just don't know why it's so much against Wentz. When if it wasn't for Wentz, we wouldn't have a Super Bowl. Nobody believes that.
I know.
He won like what 11 games and got hurt. He won those games and got hurt, and then Wentz took over from there. You think that? Foles took over from there. Nobody in God's green earth would say Foles would start the season and we'll go to the Super Bowl. Nobody would say that.
I hear you.
And now we all forgot. It's like a lot of people forgot that since Foles won the Super Bowl. Foles could do it all. Foles was this. Foles was that. We see how he struggles. We see what's going on with him. And the psyche of Wentz, man, he's got to get somebody to get in his ear and just talk to him and say, listen, man, don't worry about the outside stuff. Play your game.
I know
Dougie don't do that.
Well, right. But here's the thing. Who's on his side? Is there anybody on Wentz's side? Other than the fans that feel bad for the dude?
How about we nominate somebody like a Brandon Graham? How about somebody like that? You know, let me talk to you, okay?
I could see BG because BG has got, we want to talk about emotional intelligence. Brandon Graham has emotional intelligence. He can go, yeah, dude, I put my arm around this dude. I mean, this dude's getting riddled every day. Like, I could see Brandon Graham doing that.
Right. We need that, man.
Somebody's got to do it.
This stuff don't look good. Now, I'm going to tell you, Ant, this is how you're going to find out if it was leaked out. When they had the press conference. And somebody's going to ask Peterson about it. And we got to listen to Peterson's answer. Okay? We got to closely look and see how he phrases his answer. Okay? And
yes.
I'm going to be listening. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to pick out where I know he said something.
All right. So, listen.
All right, brother?
Listen. Yes, I love it, Aaron. Thank you, my friend. We all got to listen tomorrow. We got to listen to what Doug says. And we got to listen to what Carson says.
11:30 is
so
Doug.
We will have it for you live.
Yep.
And listen, you know that they're already on it. Doug's probably like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
The last thing I need to deal with.
His first press conference back.
Is this stuff when I got the Giants. Now, this could be snippy Doug all the way, right? Now, here's my free advice to Doug Peterson. Dude, do not get snippy. All right? You're on thin ice as it is with the way you've handled the quarterback situation. And by the way, as good as Doug is with guys, with his team, how come the quarterback was left a pariah? isn't it up to the head coach to go, yo, guys, I need you to chill out on the Wentz stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he's the quarterback. I need you to prop the kid up. If I saw half the station, say half the station was against you, Chunas, Mikey Miss, right?
Bring it on.
The bro, even Devon, right?
No.
Because Devon is one of the
he's
nice,
a saint.
Right.
Saint Devon.
One of the nicest people in the world is Devon. But just say those guys were all against you. I would say, I leave the kid alone.
Oh, thanks, man.
Of course. And it's not good for us to throw the kid under the bus, right? Kid's an up-and-comer, you know? And I would believe that those guys would follow suit. I mean, right or wrong?
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. Now, you want to get even more sad?
Oh, I get it. Let me
hear
it.
All right, so this was from 2017. Carson was at the Super... This is not the Eagles' Super Bowl year. This was at the 16-17 season. So he was on with Dan Patrick. And so this is before we got any gunslinger Carson, really. But take a listen. The last 30 or last 25 seconds, you'll feel for the kid.
Who was your idol growing up?
I was a big fan of Brett Favre. Loved watching him play. You couldn't deny the way that guy played the game. The mentality he had.
But you don't play that way.
Not entirely.
Not crazy.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
He was a gunslinger, the definition. I think I got a little bit of that, but not quite to his level.
But you don't want too much of that, right?
I mean, I'm not going to argue against Brett Favre. He's one of the all-time greats.
Have you met him?
Not in person. Not in person. I was on his radio show once, but hopefully someday.
Uh-oh.
Coach Peterson's friends with him, so I'm sure I'll meet up with him hopefully
soon. Now, would you ask for a picture? An autograph?
I'd probably have to. I'd probably have to fanboy
you
him a little
might,
bit.
You probably have to. You would be speechless.
Probably would, yeah. Then we'd probably go hunting together or do something.
Oh, my God.
We would probably go hunting together.
Oh, my God. He wanted to go hunting with the guy.
Then we'd probably go hunting together.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's terrible.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz.
What a J.O.
Who was your idol growing up?
I was a big fan of Brett Favre.
Oh, my God. He wanted to go hunting
just based
with
off of production and where they got to.
Oh, I could cry. Natalie.
This is tough, man.
It's terrible. Look,
then I'd probably go hunting together.
Let me think about that for a second. In the words, let's go to the text board. That's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Francesco. Favre is a scumbag. I hope he zips up his Wrangler jeans right on his jewels.
Because I can.
By the way, if they trade Carson, here's the deal. Carson gets traded, and he goes on to be great. I will never forgive them. Never forgive them. And you know what? He's right.
Then we'd probably go hunting together or do something.
That's horrible.
That's
that's just gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
Gut-wrenching.
It's tough.
I know you guys hear us down at NovaCare. Doug better show some empathy here. This isn't right. We expect a lot out of our Eagles. We love our Eagles. We expect some respect for the quarterback a little bit. That's just respect for the fans. Cause Radio Chunas, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Chunas. Add a little excitement this football season and bet all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know FanDuel's America's number one sports book. Their app is so easy to use. They've got unique and fun bet types like same-game parlays, and they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 if you don't win your first bet. No strings attached. Now, I already told you, I like Thursday night night's matchup. I love Tennessee in that game. I think Indianapolis is a fake 5-3 team. So I like Tennessee to cover the 1.5. Birds, 3.5-point favorites over the G-Men. I like Philly in that one as well. And I'm looking at the over, 50.5 in the Tampa-Carolina game. Two good defenses, but Tampa just scored 3 points last week. They got to score more than that. So check those all out. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code FANATIC. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code FANATIC. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Must be 21 plus and present New Jersey or PA. First online real money wager only. Site credit is not withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The FANATIC.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The FANATIC.
Coach Peterson's friends with him, so I'm sure I'll meet up with him.
He's a very simple coach. He's going to put you in the best possible opportunity to succeed. He's not going to complicate things, so I know it's not done.
That's not good, you idiot! Listen to me, you moron! Calling Doug a simple coach is not good! That's not a compliment. He's called him a simpleton. He's not going to complicate things. Yeah, so that means he's not creative. He's such an idiot. He's such an idiot. Oh, my God. Andrew. Tunis is what the Taste Cake Dom says. What's next? Magic Johnson is going to rip Ben Simmons?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Let's get out of Yo. Fight, fit, Philly. Love it. Fight, fit, Philly. Fight, fit, fight strong. My man says this. Ponder this. Do you think Doug has always had a little Carson envy? Doug was never threatened by Nick. So he was easy to coach. Doug, perhaps he was a little bit envious and threatened by Carson. Hence, he didn't invest in him.
Well, yeah, that's why it kind of goes to my terrifying suspicion that Doug goes, why do I need to curtail this offense to this guy? I was able to do it with this guy who was almost retiring from the NFL named Nick Foles. This guy was drafted second overall. How come he can't do the things that I want, that I did and won with a backup quarterback? I'm telling you, that's part of it. So you're right. He probably is envious of him. He goes, oh, no, but I could do simple things with Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I can't believe this, dude. What's going to happen tomorrow? Like, Doug can't come out And shoe peace people. He can't shoe peace Jeff McClain tomorrow.
Or when Tim McManus, when Les Bowen goes,
Les Bowen.
Hello, Doug.
Yeah, he can't shoe peace Les. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Doug. Why did Brett Favre say that about Carson?
I love Les, man. He cracks me up.
How many?
Because he's the best. He just goes, listen, I'm doing my job, dude. Yeah. All right? So here's my question. I'm being cordial because I'm a nice man. You know?
How many sighs do we get?
Sighing out the rear end. Are you kidding me? But he can't do that.
No, he cannot.
He can't do that because here's the problem. And Carson said it. He said, they're friends. Like, if you're Carson Wentz, listen, come on. I'm Carson today. Who am I looking, staring daggers at when this comes to my attention?
Coach Peterson's friends with him, so I'm sure I'll meet up with him.
This boy, I mean, are you kidding me? This is unbelievable.
Then we probably go hunting together.
He's a little boy. He's a little boy. He's like, oh my God.
Man, that somebody tweeted in, and forgive me.
Fanboyish.
There you go. Larry tweets in, this is the moment where you find out you should never meet your heroes.
Yes.
That's a good point, Larry.
Yes.
Now, they're not all creeps. You went through the list of names that weren't Doc. Creeps.
Right.
But I guess you run that risk that when you do meet your hero, could be a creep. Brett Favre, creep.
That's terrible. Jay Bird, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's happening, Jay Bird?
First off, I'm going to give a shout-out to you and the Tunis, the Yo, and all the construction workers across north, south, east, and west that keep this country going.
Oh, hello? That's nice, man. Okay. That's beautiful, brother. I love giving out the Yos like that.
Well, you guys are doing a service, like I said, man. Your boys should be proud of you, your sons and stuff, man.
Well, thank
you, anyways, brother. So on this, I mean, I just want Carson to get a fair shake, like you said. You know, he hasn't had weapons and what the Eagles led the league in drops for like what 3 years. And Carson still goes out and throws like 4,000 yards averaging every year, even with leaving the league in drops.
I understand. Like, I the only thing I don't want to do, Jay Bird, is alibi for Carson, right? Listen, I don't want to. The weapons were before. He's got some guys to throw with. Let's see what happens. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want, because it's almost like it's an issue if you bring that up because it turns people off and say you're making excuses for the guy. Here's the bottom line. Brett Favre is completely out of line, and he's just nasty. Like, it's a nasty thing to do.
All these detractors were the same ones that were on the Wentz wagon. We saw what he could do. He's coming out to the league. I think, he had when he his first year, you know, like a little bit Manning, a little bit Rodgers there going up to the line, reading the defenses and, chained audibles and stuff. But since he hasn't had receivers that he could trust, he had the injuries and all those things mounted up. Now, it affected his game. Where, guys weren't getting to their spots, coming out on breaks, they had speed, et cetera. That all mounted up, that has affected it. You see, he gets there, he wants to bounce things out of the pocket, but he can't. We've seen him take shots, sit there, stand tall, sit in the pocket, take a shot, and deliver a strike. We've seen him dip balls in, and, I mean, these were peepholes, they weren't even windows. We know what he's capable of. He just needs time to get in sync with his receivers. And Howie and Laurie are all, partial to blame, too, where, you draft this guy, but you don't build around him. And what did Andy Reid? Every year he, drafted O-line, O-line, O-line. And you got to give guys, protection and then get the skill players around them.
I feel you, brother. I do, my man. I feel you. That's my biggest, Andrew, it's my biggest worry is that all that stuff is true about line and weapons. It's been, but people are tired of it, right? They're tired of hearing about that.
Right. So instead of now instead of just agreeing to that, they go, no, Carson stinks.
Right, like, and I understand it. Like, Mike made a great point yesterday. You were on with him when he was like, listen, I can't alibi for him. And he's right. Like, you can't, like, that Sunday night was a horrible game, the whole thing. But all that said, it doesn't make it any less true that he hasn't had a lot of weapons over the course of his tenure as quarterback, or that he hasn't had the instability at the offensive line. That was all real.
Yeah, his best season was 2017 before he gets hurt, right? You had a pretty damn good offensive line. For the majority of that season, everybody was healthy until Jason Peters goes down But then Vaitai stepped in and actually played pretty well, right? So you had a pretty good offensive line, one of the best offensive lines in the league in 2017. Alshon Jeffrey was 3 years younger. Torrey Smith was still his deep threat. Zach Ertz, 3 years younger. All those guys were 3 years younger. And, you know, they weren't beat up. And he had all those weapons. You got LeGarrette Blount, who teams had to pay attention to. You bring in Jay Ajayi, who teams had to pay attention to. The stuff that Darren Sproles and Corey Clement did. He had all those weapons in 2017. Still not an elite cast, but much better than what he's had. This year, he finally got it. And the guys like Fulgham. But you finally get a number one, a first round pick in a wide receiver. He's out after 2 weeks, and Jalen Reagor, he's finally back. So we'll see.
Yeah.
What I miss.
This is great for the text board. Let's raise $400. This is from VG. And pay Favre to record a cameo message because he needs his 400, right? Hi, Doug. Your friends say you're a simple man. So am I. Your friends also tell me you need some help and luck in the workplace. So I'm wishing you good luck. You got this, Crusher. From your friends, Frank and John, Reich and DeFilippo. You know, you can pay Brett $400 to do that.
Yeah, he does the cameo stuff.
Yeah, $400. How about that? He really needs money that bad? In $100 million?
No, he's got all the copper fits and the Wranglers.
Crumb bum. Shaq. Shaq-a-lack-a-lack-a. Shaq.
Uncle Anthony, what's going on?
What's happening, Shaq-a-lack-a?
Before I get into this Brett Favre thing, I got a question for you, man.
Yes.
Why does the media, why does these guys like Max Kellerman, why are all these guys hating on our guy like this? I've never seen so many analysts, so many personalities, athletes, you just like want to crush a quarterback or is it do they just hate Philly and they don't want Philly's quarterback to succeed or something? Or like, I don't get it. And
I know.
Brett Favre, who out of the blue, no reason whatsoever, and I'm sure Brett knows that Carson Wentz looked up to him or however it was. I'm sure he knew that.
He definitely knew. I don't know. Here's what I actually think it is. Because he's the one who volunteers the Nick Foles stuff, right? I think he and Doug were chit-chatting, right? Dip, 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 dip. And they're talking, and he's probably like, yeah, the dude's killing me, this and that. And then Favre is a blabbermouth, and he doesn't mean to do it, but he comes out, and he does this whole nonsense, and it all roads lead back to Doug.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand it, you know. And now it just, if the guy's confidence wasn't shot yet, it might have took a big hit now, and it just...
And how would you feel? And by the way, wouldn't you look at your coach sideways, too?
And that was my next point was, if I'm Doug Peterson, and I'm going to get asked these questions, and like, oh, have you heard what Brett Favre said, you know? If I don't stick up for this guy, it might even hurt me even more if I'm Carson Wentz. If Doug has a coach, he's got to say, you know, he's got to stick up for his guy, you know? Unless he really wants to trade him deep down, then if Doug doesn't stick up for him, I'm taking it as Doug is done on Carson, and I'm going to stick to that thought.
All right. Well, don't forget tomorrow 11:30.
Yeah.
Doug will be talking to the media, and he'll have to answer the question. Shaka-laka-laka-laka.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll put it out there right now. Doug, did you hear what Brett Favre had to say about Carson Wentz? And do you have a comment on it?
No, and no.
That's what's going to happen.
He can't shut it down.
That's what's going to happen.
But he can't.
He will not address it.
He has to.
He doesn't want to rip his boy Favre.
Okay. First of all, that answer isn't good enough. The no and no.
No, not at all. You're right.
Listen, your boy came out and trashed your quarterback. You got to answer for Fredo. You do. He's got an answer for him.
No and no.
No. You got an answer for your boy. because I got news for Doug. All right? Because if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm looking at Doug going, oh, yeah? You talking about me to your boy? Well, tell your boy to go, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, how is he not supposed to look at Doug sideways? How?
No, you're right.
I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with
anybody
you.
Forget about how you feel about Wentz. Stand in his shoes for a minute. The guy you idolize is ripping you, and he's the guy you idolize is best friends with your coach, or close with your coach. No, best friends, whatever. But they're close. What's that say?
It's not a good look. And again, it's worse that it's just following the bye week, too. So maybe Doug breaks away, has some time on his hands, so he catches up with his boy Brett. He catches up with Favre. He has time.
Wow.
And some things slip.
Dude, that's bad. Bad things.
They mentioned it. Bad, you know, you're having a few beers.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
D, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, D.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening, brother?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you know why you don't argue with fools?
Go ahead.
Because from a distance, you can't tell who's who. Why do you care what this man is saying? Here goes the thing.
Uh-huh.
One minute, Philly's, we're a tough town, we're gritty, then as soon as somebody says something, oh, we broke up now, you said something bad about us.
Nah, I don't think it's out of line to be pissed off and Favre.
Listen.
No, nobody's crying, D. Like, you're going, yo, dude, shut the bleep up. Who are you to talk about the quarterback?
Let me ask you something. All right. They get these ex-players, and they put a microphone in their face, and they ask them questions. Brett Favre probably has relationships with half the teams because he had a guard that he played for.
Brother,
he had a linebacker that he played for.
He's close with... No. I'll let you finish. I promise. I promise. But you can't give me he's friends with everybody when Doug got him to talk to the team.
Listen, when did it start to become hating when somebody gives their opinion? Like, what he's saying is not altogether.
I disagree
false.
With you.
It's not. You know what?
I think it's out of line. Seriously, he crushes the guy. First of all, he waits 4 years to go say that they should have kept Foles. And by the way, have you watched Foles play?
Oh, I didn't want Foles either. But my thing is, the man gave his opinion.
Well, bleep him. I'm allowed to give my opinion on what that MF-er said.
And you can feel that way. But what I'm saying is, every beginning of every Eagles game, I'm like, here we go with this dumb stuff. Doug is not telling Carson, you know what, the first play I want you to go back and I want you to make remember the electric football game?
Yeah.
Where the quarterback had his arm cocked and you turn electric on and he's going backwards?
Yes.
He's going backwards to 10, 15, 20. That's what Carson looked like.
Hey, listen, I'm making no alibis for the dude. The dude was horrible on Sunday night. But by the way, so was the coach.
And it's such a domino effect because I tell people this. Everybody talk about, okay, the GM didn't put a good team together. When he put the team together, all the players were healthy. And it looked like it was going to be an okay team.
Then you tell me about the coach who brings in the backup quarterback on first and goal from the 2 and gets a 5-yard penalty for delay of game. You think that was a smart play by the coach?
Of course it's not a smart play, but there's plenty of blame to go around.
I'm not denying that. But again, it's not all the quarterback's fault. Quarterback was terrible. But again, so was the coach. So when Favre comes in and wants to pick up for his boy Dougie, I don't know. I think he's out of line. And I don't think it's crazy to react to it.
I think we're overreacting because we got big.
Oh, I mean, that's how you feel. I don't feel like I'm overreacting.
We're all saying our opinion, so that's what.
I hear you, bro.
That's why.
That's why you're on for 4 minutes because I agree. I want you to get your opinion out there. I'm just passionate.
I understand that, man. But you know what? We got to buckle down, and he has to buckle down. He has to play better quarterback.
Yes, you're right.
Like, you know what I mean? That's the bottom line.
Yes, you're right.
Like, get that together. Then you don't have to worry about people saying anything.
I agree.
Or we should have kept him, or we could have
did this. You're 100%
right. Stop throwing interceptions in the red zone, throwing off your back foot, getting hit. Like, cut it out.
Yes, you're right.
Like, sometimes I'm not upset when he gets hit. It's like a kid, you tell him, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove. They touch the stove, they get a little burnt.
Listen, you're
like, you know,
again,
what you get.
D, I agree with you. You're right about that. And it will also help if he got a little bit of coaching, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, one play is the quarterback, the next play is the coach, the next play is the line, the next play is the wide receiver.
I hear you. My brother, listen, great conversation.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, how you doing, cuz?
What's happening, Nicky?
Hey, I just have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Now, I may be giving Peterson too much credit here. Do you think Peterson leaked something to Favre hoping it would get out?
Well, that wouldn't be smart, though. That's not giving him credit. He would have to be an idiot to do that.
You think so?
Why would
we are talking about Doug Peterson?
No, but Doug would have to be one of the dumbest human beings on the planet. It's like you pull a bank job, and you know all roads lead back to you.
But Doug knows that Carson's idol is Favre. So why would you say anything to Favre, knowing he's a blabbermouth? Unless you wanted it out there to send him a message.
Well, I don't think he wanted it out there. I just didn't think that Peterson would want it out there. I mean, I know I would. The last thing, if I was Doug Peterson, the last thing in the world I would want is have to go face the media tomorrow and have to answer the question about Brett Favre.
But the only answer you're going to get from Doug tomorrow is, well, that's Brett's opinion.
Yeah, maybe. You know, whatever. But that doesn't make it smart to do that.
I agree, but like I said, we are talking about Doug Peterson.
I hold Doug to a higher standard than that.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz.
Oh my God! All right,
then we probably go hunting together or something.
That's just horrible. By the way, coronavirus is on the rise in the NFL. There's now 56 employees, 15 players, and 41 staffers with it. So, Michael, keep you abreast of everything, including this story. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.